everyone's skating curbs their whole 20s, they're gonna have nothing to learn when they're 40.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we are back, huh? We're back at the Nine Club, everybody. Today, we have two very special guests. Mr. Brian Reed and Jack Curtin are with us. How are you guys?
We're good.
Yes, synchronized.
If that wasn't the exuberance of excitement, I don't know what is, man. No, dude, Brian, so good to meet you, dude. I just met you coming and walking in the door here. Big fan. We've talked about some of your video parts here on the show. I don't know if you've seen that, but all good things to say. All good things.
Yeah. No, people send me the stuff. It's cool. Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Hey, and congrats on everything, man. You know, we'll get into all the you know, turning pro and all that stuff. And then Jack, man, good to see you too. Back on DGK.
Back on the Nine Club.
Dude. Yeah, Jack is back.
We're back.
Back.
Yeah, we're back. What are you guys doing down here?
This is it.
Yeah, came down here. Okay.
Yeah, do this. Skate a little bit. You know.
Well, you're from the East Coast, though. How's the weather back there? Is it okay, or are you trying to escape a little winter?
Yeah, definitely escape the cold a little bit. Okay. It's starting to warm up. March is usually pretty chill, so when we get back, it should be fine.
Okay. And you're from, like, Boston area?
Yeah. Around that area. Yeah. Around. Like an hour south.
Hour south?
Yep.
Okay. Sick. Jack, you still up in SF, huh? Still holding it down out there.
Holding it very down.
Bro, you look the same. You skate the same. I told you before
we start the show,
we're degressing in skating. You're progress. You're always progressing, dude.
Thank you, man.
What do you eat for breakfast? Do we Wheaties? Do we? I mean, how do you? Like, all jokes aside, like, you are still killing it, dude. You haven't lost a step. You look the same. Like, it's incredible, dude. We trip on it here.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
It's much appreciated. I don't know, man. I'm trying to, every day you're trying to figure it out, I guess, and just trying to feel good.
Dude, you feel, I mean, like, you've got to figure it out. Whatever you're doing, don't stop. Like, keep doing
do you,
it.
Do you, like, work out and stuff like that, or just skate?
No, I work out. It's more like strength training.
Okay.
To prevent injuries, because I was like starting to pull a lot of muscles and like my groin or my hamstrings, and I finally went to a physical therapist, and he's like, "Yeah, you gotta. It's all connected to your core, so you gotta maintain the core and like do those exercises to keep everything tight and strong, and then like it helps with other injuries too.
Totally. Core is a core.
Yeah, yeah. That helps a lot. But yeah, working out definitely helps maintaining strength and like. Smoothies. I don't know.
Smoothies. Okay.
I swear by smoothies for sure.
Yeah. Start taking some notes.
Turmeric.
Were you going Jamba Juice or like?
I'm making them at fuck Jamba Juice. I'll make them at home. Yeah, like protein powders, turmeric, like spinach.
That's dope. Spinach. That's good stuff. Yeah.
Chico knows. You guys just had Chico on, right?
Dude.
He's pushing the limits too. He's super inspirational.
And not only that, he's skating all these shaped boards and stuff. Like, dude, I trip out on that guy. He's killing it. He's nollie heel flips on a DeBoer with no nose.
On anything. He'll nollie heel on anything, bro.
And you guys, both New Balance. What's going on here? What's going on? You got the same sponsors. You got the same. What's happening? How did you guys meet?
First time I met him was actually at Pier 7. But okay. I didn't know it was Brian. I think I followed you on Instagram.
Yeah.
But I hadn't met you yet.
Yeah, we had been following each other.
And I skated right by him and didn't even say hi because I didn't even know who he was.
Later, it was funny. I look over at him. I'm like, oh, shit. Fucking Jack Curtin right there.
And then he just skates right by you.
Yeah, he was doing his thing.
Wow.
No, and then I DM'd you. So I'm like, wait, was that you at the pier? And he's yeah. And I was like, oh, shit, my bad. Like, I would have said what up. I didn't know that was you. Yeah.
Wow. But, who were you skating for at that point in time?
It was DGK.
DGK?
I think we were there on a DGK trip.
Yeah, they were there on a
DGK trip. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, you were there, but you weren't on DGK.
No, I wasn't on. Okay. Yeah, this was like 2 years ago.
Oh, that was 2 years ago. Yeah. Okay. And then you were still on Skate Metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you get hooked up with DGK?
It's kind of random, actually. You know that dude, Dave Ashley?
Ashley?
Yeah, from out here.
Yeah. So,
like, Hot Tub Ashley?
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
He used to have a skate shop down in Costa Mesa, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know he was, like, doing some TM stuff at some point.
Okay.
And, I was literally just, like, skating to the bus station from Eggs and got, like, a random call. And he was just like, yo, like... kind of random. I know you. I was skating for a local brand, Raw at the time, and he was just like, I know you get boards and stuff, but the DGK dudes are kind of looking for somebody in the Northeast. They're like, something to think about. Just like, get back to me if you're interested. And like, you know, bounced the idea off a couple of people, and I was just like, fuck it.
Was mm-hmm. Will Mazzari already skating for him too, or is
no?
It all...
He was on Raw at the time too.
Oh, so DGK just swooped all you guys.
Yeah, no, they came through. Wow. Yeah, they picked us both up.
That's right.
So was there like a sponsor me tape thing, or was there like how did? Or...
No, not for DGK, really? But I guess I had already come out with a couple parts. Okay, for Raw, okay. So that was just like on YouTube and shit. So
they already knew. Yeah, right. You had a little resume going.
I guess so, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you were straight on the team.
I was like Flo for a long time. Okay. Yeah.
Did you ever skate with like Tommy Wisdom?
Yeah, no, I skate with Tommy here and there still.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Switch heel back 5-0.
Dude.
Hubba.
Yeah.
Shout out.
That was nuts.
Legendary.
Yeah.
No, he's still beast too.
Yeah.
Like when he pulls up, like
it's... He still skates eggs or where does he...
No, I don't see him at eggs too much. I'll catch him like maybe at a park or like maybe downtown, like financial or something. Like he's usually pulling up to like the skate events too. So
oh,
like,
cool.
Come say what up.
Is eggs like your local spot? Is that like
yeah,
a go-to?
Yeah, do you know the one right on the water with like all the eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So you go there like almost every day or? It looks like a fun spot. Yeah,
It's, you would love it.
That spot's amazing.
Yeah.
It looks fun. It's super fun.
It looks super fun.
You probably went there a few times back
then. I've been there a few times. Yeah. Yeah. Just the vibe is clicking me right in the water.
It's nice.
It's ridiculous.
Scenic.
Yeah. It's just like a bunch of ledges. Yeah.
Can your board go in the water?
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh,
yeah.
It can.
Happens a lot.
It does? Really? Yeah.
Like almost.
Does it sink? Like it can.
It's not too deep.
Okay.
So you can grab it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Do you ever skate that park across the water?
Occasionally, yeah. Yeah. Not too much anymore, but. Like I'll go every once in a while.
Wasn't it like crazy under bus for a while? Not the park, yeah, but the eggs. Wasn't it a crazy bus for
yeah,
a while?
Yeah, so there was this one state trooper that would come by, and like everybody knew the fucking the numbers on the side. Like one dude, like for years and years, was just kicking us out. But I think he retired, and they don't really care anymore.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there any?
There was just one guy that was.
It's just one guy.
It's always like.
Yeah. Always it was like, I can't remember the exact number now. It was maybe like 206, like state trooper, and he was the only dude who would kick us out for.
How insane is that?
And then he's done, and it's like everybody coming up is a little bit younger, so I feel like they're more. They've seen skateboarding growing up with like video games and shit. So they kind of, they get it. Yeah. And he was just kind of like an older head, you know?
Yeah, but it just goes to show that like there wasn't something at the police precinct where they're like, okay, guys, we got to break. You got to get these skateboarders. Like it was the guy. He had a vendetta out for you guys.
Maybe he skated and fucking.
You know what I mean?
Couldn't make it.
The fucking.
Like some old school pro skater never made it. Or like old school dude never made it.
Damn, imagine.
Like a skater took his girlfriend in high school or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Some deep rooted That sounds more appropriate right there.
Yeah. Like, that's been a theme I've heard.
I'm gonna get these guys, man.
Damn, now I'm just gonna feel bad for the homie. Shit, we'll even come back.
Don't worry about it, man.
Well, we would literally just walk up, like the pathway, and like there's like trees kind of blocking. We would just hang out. There's like literally another ledge over there. You could skate for 20 minutes and then come right back.
Oh, you okay? Mm, so yeah. It wasn't like the biggest. Were you getting tickets there and stuff? Or
I've never gotten a ticket there.
Okay.
Maybe. Back in the day, but not really.
Okay,
I don't think it was too bad.
Huh.
Well, you guys have something kind of similar growing up. You guys both skated plazas. I mean, Pulaski. There was like, what is this? The park police would get you there.
For sure.
It sounds like you had that one guy at Eggs that got you there.
Yeah. Wasn't it kind of a similar situation with Pulaski, too? I was talking to Kevin, and he was saying like the how they do it. It's like they have a new group of up-and-coming, like, you know,
rookie cops or
something. And they make the rookies come and do it.
Probably.
Kick skaters out. Mm. And then once those dudes graduate, it's like fine for a while. And then the new crop comes in. Because Kev, we were sitting there, like, the cop came up and he's like, dog, you guys do this all the time. Like, we know, like,
just what do you mean? What do you mean us? Like, you guys do it too. Like, the cop, like.
Yeah, no. Kevin was saying that to the cop. He was just like, you guys do this, like, every 6 months, like, can we just stop at this point?
Can we just not?
They're like,
yeah, we're gonna come back regardless. We're coming back.
Yeah.
So that's what they were saying about Pulaski.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
Huh.
But maybe makes sense.
I might not have. Maybe this is a newer thing.
Maybe.
But
well, it just makes sense because like there's time when I would go out there, but like no park police at all. And then like a year later, I'll come back at a certain time, and it's like you can never skate there.
Yeah, yeah. It used to be like
so that. I don't know. I was like, why is there certain times of the year that are better than the other?
Sounds like the rookie thing is like a likely story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not misquoting him at all, but that's, yeah, that was kind of the
It makes sense, though. It's kind of like...
They're like, go...
Like a little hazing type shit.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah,
yeah. Handle that. Give me donuts and kick out the skaters.
Yeah.
And...
Didn't you do a shoe that was inspired by Pulaski?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The New Balance. How long was that?
That was 2022. Yeah, that was really tight because I hadn't been able to go back because my family doesn't live there anymore. My parents moved from there. So, yeah, I miss it, dude. So it was a good opportunity to get to go back. And Pulaski is so different than when I was growing up skating it because the cops just don't show up anymore. Or if they do, it's just like they make it known so then everyone just packs up and walks off.
Right.
They used to strategize and attack and like coordinate.
They'd corner you and shit, right?
Yeah, they would ambush from each corner of the plaza. I got taken to jail one time, spent the night in jail.
Spent the night for riding a skateboard.
And I had a little weed in my
sock.
Oh, at the time it was probably like...
But yeah, that was before the record. Now weed's legal in D.C. Like, you can drink. Like, people are just drinking at the plaza. I don't want to blow it up, but like, it's a good time. It's a good time.
I've been tell like us more, Jack. What's going on down there?
Last time I was there, we had like literally grill out, 30 rack of beers. Like, everyone's just chilling.
Damn.
Yeah, shout out to Pulaski. Like, they hold it down.
Legendary.
The local crew.
Yep. Hey, that looks like a dope. This is the shoe, right?
Correct? That's the shoe, yeah.
It looks good, man. Yeah, I like the little colorway. Cool. The little hint of burgundy. Is that
it?
Yeah. That's sick.
Yeah.
And you got what? It's kind of like a soccer shoe, kind of in the toe piece.
I always thought the stitching on the toe was super cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, kind of inspired by the tiles of the plaza.
Mm.
And then the insole has like a map of the plaza.
Okay.
You can check the insole, but. And like the Crush, the skate shop out there in DC, shout out Crush. They actually did a Dunk Pulaski collab, kind of similar. They colored it off the plaza, and that did really well for them. So that was cool.
Damn.
So Pulaski on the map.
I love it.
Damn. How did you select that shoe specifically?
Well, that's my favorite shoe that I was skating. I did another colorway before that for like Senayan, like the Indonesian skate crew I grew up skating for.
Sick.
So I was inspired by that. I had like the flag on the heel toe or the heel pull. The Indo flag and like just black suede. It was a different side. The other one was black. This one's white.
Nice. Indonesia is it Jakarta?
Yeah,
is that where you're from? Yeah,
that's where I live.
Okay.
How long were you out there for?
6 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So until you were 6 years old, you moved out?
No, I moved there when I was 12 to 18.
Oh, 12 to 18. Yeah. Okay.
That's where I started skating and stuff.
Right.
Damn, are you bilingual?
No. I mean, I could speak it when I was there, but like not enough. I wasn't fluent. I speak more Spanish than I do Indonesian now.
Spanish, yeah.
Just use it more.
I can imagine that. So, I mean, I'm curious. We haven't talked about it, but like you were on, you know, Skate Mental. You were on DGK for the longest time. And then you left DGK. I don't know what happened there, but then you went to Skate Mental, but now you're back on DGK. Can you give us a little breakdown on like what went down?
Yeah. Well, last time I came on the show, I think I just was starting to write for Skate Mental.
That was like 6 years ago, seven years ago at least. Yeah. Think,
yeah. Okay. And it was weird. Like it was a falling out kind of thing. Like, when things ended with me and DGK, kind of lack of communication. I kind of talked about this last time. Yeah. I don't know.
Refresh our memories.
But lack of communication stuff. Like I felt like kind of out of the loop and, they were doing stuff down south and they thought I was trying to skate cause I was skating with Brad a lot. They thought I was trying to get on Skate Mental, but I wasn't really trying to ride with Skate Mental. I was just skating with them and I don't know. So things that didn't work out, they released me and Lenny. Like,
okay.
You know, so it was sucked because it felt like it was a quick decision.
Right.
But anyway, things worked out. Skate Mental, like Brad came through and was like, yeah, we'll put you on Skate Mental. And
yeah. So I mean, Skate Mental had the squad.
Dude, you guys had a team.
Wow.
Dude.
It was super beast. For real.
Yeah. It was really cool. I was excited, man. I was excited. Like, Antonio, Costin, Jake Anderson, Curran, like it was a lot of momentum, but then like nothing ever happened. Like nothing was like materialized out of it. And then
I feel like just recently there's been a lot of movement over there, like people leaving.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, it was just like a waterfall of like people leaving.
Ain't nobody over there anymore, is there? Who's over there?
Brad.
Callan Brett's Callan. Right now, like this homie Christian from DC.
Oh yeah,
he rips. But yeah, I don't know. I think Brad's just like in a rebuilding phase. I don't know.
This episode is brought to us by AG1. It is very important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I have been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands out there, AG1 conducts relentless testing to set the standard for purity and potency. It's also researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields. I know that I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard, guess what, typically only tested for 10. That's why the 9 Club has partnered with AG1 for so long, because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get your free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/9club. All you got to do in your URL, type drinkag1.com/9club at checkout. Go give it a try.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What about that? Is it the George dude out in the...
Georgie?
Yeah, Georgie.
Nah, he's like doing his own boards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did he put his feet connected to the... Is that the boards he's doing?
I heard Georgie Armani.
What do you mean he's got...
Remember the dude who like we talked up, about dude. On the...
Oh, Giorgio? Oh, yeah. Giorgio Armani.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Giorgio Armani. My favorite skateboard. I love that guy. Bro. You know Giorgio Armani?
Yeah, I've seen the clips.
Wow.
Front crook, pop up to front crook.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude, that's still gnarly as fuck.
Hell yeah. Damn,
dude.
Oh, I was like, dude, that looks brutal. It's like,
you can get wrecked doing that shit.
But did it fool you in the beginning? No. Really? You saw that and you were like immediately that there's something
that's
going
impossible.
On there.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah. That's impossible. Like, at first I saw it and I was kind of tripping.
I had to watch it like twice.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Yeah, you had to run that back real quick.
Yeah.
Still sick though, honestly. Yeah. That's fire.
Roger's trying to pull it up and the actual Giorgio Armani's coming up 4 million followers.
I've never met him, but funny.
Did the sideways board too. Remember the sideways? Yeah, but the best one
he's like pretending to push, but it's like
backwards.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in reverse, but he's doing it, dude. So good.
Very clever. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, he's fucking funny, man.
Look at this dude.
Dude, and he like, I think he's, in one of the videos.
Wow. I never saw that one.
I think in the other one, he like shoveled the runway.
Like, look at his back, bro. Yeah. He's getting like body trend, though.
He is.
Dude, imagine switch back 180 to front crook.
Someone's going to actually do that too.
For sure.
Dude, and like,
dude.
It's just the music too, though, that makes it such a good.
I love how he's in the snow and like. The steeziest track pants too.
Snow coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get fucked up.
Yes, you can,
that.
Bro.
He's funny though, dude. There was the sideways one too.
Oh, that one, go to the left. Okay. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and then he'll tray flip nose bunt that hubba. Oh, you know the black one.
Yeah, the little angled one.
Yeah, psycho.
Which one were you going to
say? On the left right there.
This one?
Left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did this backwards?
Sick.
He's making, like, wax now. Have you guys seen the wax?
I'll buy it.
Yeah, need that wax.
I'll buy it.
Yeah, right there.
For sure. Oh, that's it?
That's it. Yeah, like chocolate bars.
I'll buy it. 100%.
Oh, the little chocolate vibes.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That looks like the chocolate Will gets when in Spain.
I think I know what it is. It's called, I think it's called Milky or something.
I think so.
Like milk or something.
That's funny.
Wow. Dude. Okay, so. Dark Slide?
Oh, my God.
Fucking legend.
So you were Skate Mental.
How'd they ask you back?
So everyone was leaving Skate Mental. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this was even like actually 2 years ago, I had talked to Stevie about me and Stevie talked about maybe reconnecting about DGK. When he came up to SF, we linked up at EMB one night and like hung out. But nothing ever really accumulated of it. And then like Costin got all skate metal, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna wait around and see what happens with this. Hopefully this can develop into something. But then nothing happened, everyone left, and I was like, dude, this sucks. Like, I don't know what to do. And so randomly I was actually at, I don't know if you guys know Pier 7, Big Mike. He does the Pier 7 page.
Yeah, yeah.
So he already kind of talks to Daughters and DGK about, like, he'll make edits for writers, or, like, he'll get bored sometimes. So he was already talking with him. He's like, dude, you want me to, like, reach out to Daughters to see if, like, what they say? And I was like, shit, man, why not? Like, see what he says, you know? Mm. And Daughters got back to him, like, right away and was definitely interested.
I kind of like that, though, because you could have easily reached out to Daughters, right? Like,
yeah.
But having that other guy kind of, like, yeah, feeling it out a little bit is kind of...
Yeah, I haven't talked to Daughters in, like, since I left, you know?
Okay,
like,
no, wow.
Briefly, he sent me the Pepe board, actually, which was really cool. He sent me the Pepe Martinez board they did.
But I like that. Just get a little temperature.
Yeah, a little, dip the toe in. Yeah. So it was good. I was like, oh, that's... I was excited. That's really cool. So then me and Daughters talked on the phone. And he was like, yeah, this seems like a really cool idea. We've been talking about this as well. And so he was like, let me see what we can do. Like, I got to talk to everyone. I was like, all right, cool. And that was like a while. That was like in August or something.
Oh, shit.
So things, time went by, and they kind of didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know, like, I think the industry is obviously in a weird place right now. So they're being very cautious with their new business deals moving forward in the next year. So came around toward like January, and they kind of be like, yeah, we can't right now, but maybe later, you know. And so finally January came around, and so this is a funny story. We're at a bar, and I think it was my roommate's birthday, and Tony Vitello texts Jamie Thomas like we're all drinking and shit. He's like, yo, put Jack Curtin on Zero without me knowing. Like, I had no idea. And then
would you have done that?
And then so Tony was like, so he's like, dude, I just texted Jamie, like, and he hit me back. He seems interested. And I was like, what? Like, what? I had no, and I was like, I was waiting out for DGK, but then this was like, wow, this is like totally out of left field.
Just fuck around and get on Zero.
And I was like, yeah, we all kind of laughed about it. We were at the bar and we're like, damn, that'd be crazy. And then like, and the next morning, I didn't really think much of it. And I wake up to like a missed call and text from Jamie. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, he said he already talked to the team, and like people were super interested.
Oh, he was moving quick.
And yeah, and I was like, holy shit. Like, I did not think this was real. But
he already had your back though, because of Fallen.
Totally, man. I wrote for Fallen. Like, he went out on a limb and hooked me up there. And so, mm-hmm. like, we have history, and like, Jamie's always looked out for me. So, like, I have much love for him and like, total respect forever. But like, so yeah, I called him back and we had an awesome talk, and I was like, you know, to tell you the truth, like, I wasn't expecting this, and like I gotta wrap my head around it. But he, you know, he kind of broke it down and was like, dude, you know, like, I just like how you're a hard worker and you like, you skate hard, and that's what Zero's about, and like the team's excited, and we're just trying to grow something different. And I was like, damn, that's actually really cool. Like, all right, well, let me think about this and talk to my friends and see, figure it out. And so then, like, 2-3 weeks go by, and I was like, man, like, everyone I told was like, dude, fuck yeah, that's sick. And I was like, really? Like, really? And I was like, man, that is kind of sick. Like, I was just hyped that he was backing me, and, like, yeah. You know, I'm older now, so it's, like, to have that faith in me to put me on was, like, really sick. But so before, I was, like, going to call him back and, like, you know, let's do this. And before I did, I was like, let me reach out to Daughters one more time and, like, tap in and see, like, if they can do it, you know, like, before I commit to Jamie. And so I did, and then they were like, wait, what? Like, and they were like, man, no, we want to work something out. And like, so we got on the phone, and then like by the end of the day, he's like, no, we got a deal for you, man. Like,
wow.
We want this to work out, and like we see you back here. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude, like, this is where I really want to be.
Okay.
And so
did you have to call Jamie back?
And I called Jamie back, but it was all love. Like, he knew, like, I told him, I was like, yeah, I was talking with DGK, and like, I'm hoping I can get back with them, but I don't know. And he's like, right. Well, it's all good, dude. Like, I know you want, that's like your home. And like, so he's like, he totally supported it and like, and was all down for it, and it's nothing but love for Jamie. And like,
yeah, man.
Do you think that sparked, you know, DGK like to want to get you back on based on what was going on?
Maybe. I mean, I think to show that I was serious about, you know, getting a new sponsor to skate like for, and like be a team rider and like still film video parts and stuff. And,
yeah.
Like, I think, and we had been talking about DGK, about me helping out with the brand moving forward, you know, because like I've been around since the beginning, like a lot of heritage, a lot of history.
It just makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. And like, I want to help the brand grow. It's amazing. It's still like a dominant brand like 15, 20 years later. I
mean, yeah.
It's pretty amazing. So, yeah, and it's cool. And they're like, they're still so professional and like take care of us. And
I mean, you're still a dominant skater 15, 20 years later. I mean, it's great. Yeah. But you actually said something there that is damn true in the skateboard industry. The older you get, the harder it is to maneuver in this industry.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is about the kids, you know, the newer kids coming up and everything. And so you kind of, yeah, some people get pushed out, some people don't, but it is harder to maneuver, you know? It's like, I mean, hey, there's not that much room.
Companies got
to
invest, they're investing, right. You know, and like, they got to see the return. And but at the same time, you can't, like, I coming back tells a story, like me coming back tells a story, which is, I think, cool for the brand history and the
1,000%
branding and like just telling the story.
Because even like Jamie being interested and wanting to do something there, like it's, I think it's a rad feeling
too.
And
like what you've been doing, like
And that was such too, a like a I don't know, it made me like feel good and like
Because you're 24, right? So I mean, just
turned 24.
You've been 24 for 16 years.
No, but for real, to get the stamp from Jamie though, because you know Jamie's he's a hardworking dude.
He is,
obviously,
yes. So to be like, I mean, he's coming out with a 50 tricks at 50 part.
Yeah, so you're not surprised.
And you know that they're gonna be legit tricks
for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm stoked, man. I'm congrats on all that, dude. Thank I love you. That. We got your board. Where'd you? Oh, right here. Boom. Back on it, dude.
They did that graphic in like a day. It was crazy.
They did.
They pumped it out. Really, like, shout out to our team at DGK.
That's so sick.
Did Baker do that?
I love that.
He's still there. I don't know if he actually did it, but he's the art guy there.
Yeah, like when I wrote for KO back then, like a lot of the OG people that were there back then are still there.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's everybody cool seems like
Dolliver. All of it's amazing. Yeah,
it's very comfortable to come back to that, and feels good. Like it's cool. Like it's still the same operation.
Right.
And you're the OG, and then you got the new blood in here right now too. So
you fuck with him at all? You try to like, you know, new kid on new guy, like, new pro on the team. You know,
no, actually, the first time I saw him like really skate in person was that Charlotte trip we just did over the summer.
Oh, really?
The Thrasher weekend. Oh. And I was texting daughters like, bro, this guy's just the truth. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, good looks.
No, I was. He was doing this long ass nose grind like at the. It was like getting dark, and it was just like, it was crazy. That was a crazy one. I was like, damn, this kid's sick.
That's sick.
Appreciate that.
Damn. I mean, you turned pro just recently, right? Yeah. Within the last year, no?
Yeah, it's been like 2 months, maybe.
Yeah.
Two months?
That's his first board right behind
you. Oh, yeah.
This one?
October? I think so.
Yeah. What did you have? What's up with this graphic, though? Do you like space? Like what?
So
like,
it's a few different things
that
like played into it. So the astronaut itself is, I'm pretty into anime. I don't read a lot of manga or whatever, but that astronaut is from a real old Japanese manga. And the story behind it was the first like black protagonist in a manga. And the company that was going to produce the book wouldn't put it out because it was a black person.
Mm.
So somebody in Japan, I'm blanking on the name, but they bought the rights to it and made it anyway.
What year is this around? Do you know?
I want to say it's like mid 80s, but I'd have to double check.
Okay.
What's manga?
Manga is basically just Japanese comic book.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like the genre?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Exactly. So it could be like any kind of writing. I think it's anime? Just the form. So manga is basically the written form of anime.
Cool.
Most animes come from the mangas that. Or just like books.
Right, okay, I got you.
Stories.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then they transform him into the anime.
Exactly. Okay. And then the silver and the blue line behind it, that was loosely from Miles Davis. The album's like blue on the front and everything.
Mm.
And then the color scheme is from a Kobe Bryant ad.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, okay. So it was pretty sick they put all that like
when ideas emerge.
Yeah, no, they went above and beyond. They like really tried to tap into like stuff that I like.
But wait, so did you know you were turning pro? Like, was it a whole thing?
Yeah,
obviously.
No,
I mean, this graphic's pretty intricate for not.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I
like,
knew.
Being involved.
They actually asked me though, like, would you rather like see it first or not? And okay. I was like, I kind of want to see it just to make sure. Like, I was like,
yeah. But didn't they surprise you at the skate shop?
They did. Yeah. So I knew it was going to happen, just not when.
Okay.
But you had a feeling when like. They're like, come to Orchard at this time.
Yeah. Well, it should have been way more obvious. Maybe I was just like being willfully blind. You know what I mean? But we were like at Eggs, and it was kind of funny. Like looking back, I was we were all chilling, and I started trying this trick on the out ledge, and I like got super close, like fast. And I was like, "Yo, Tim, like, you
like,
trying
gotta
to
go?"
Film
You're
this?
Like, "No, fuck that. I'm gonna make this trick."
No. I was like, "Yo, Tim, where's your camera? Like, we should film this real quick." And he's just like, "Oh, it's in my car," and I'm like, so I'm like, what do you mean? Like, go get it. And everyone else was just like, oh, but like, I think we were gonna go to Skate AQ for a little bit first. And I was just like,
that's weird.
All right, yeah, like
I want to film a trick.
I was like, oh, all right. I was like, another time, I guess. And then, yeah, no, I didn't know until like we got to the street, and I like, obviously, like the front window, you could see right through, like, and there's just 150 people in this little ass shop. I'm like, oh fuck, here we go.
Really?
Yeah.
You knew.
Yeah,
I mean, right before I got there. They could have been having like a pizza party or something.
Sorry, Benny, but we were skating up, and like I look behind me, and my homie Benny's just like filming me with the biggest smile on his face,
okay,
and I'm just like,
okay,
all right, dude, yeah,
here we go.
But it was sick, yeah. Yeah, walk in, just get like bombarded by people. My family was there and stuff.
That's sick, man. And Orchard, man, that's a good, that's OG shop.
Sick shop, yep, for sure.
Yeah. Holding it down.
So, oh wait, here we go. We got a little photo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, oh, the whole fam in the front, and then all the homies. It was sick.
What a dope moment.
That's sick.
Yeah, I'm cheesing hard.
It's understandable.
Yeah,
as it should be.
Well, wait, when did you get on DGK again?
I was 17 when I got on. So
you're 18 now?
Yeah, so like a year and a half ago. No, it's been a minute. I've been on for like 10 years now.
10 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn. Let me ask you a question. Like, I feel...
Yeah, it's crazy. What? I think I got my first box like right before... It was like a couple months before I turned 18.
But wait a minute, wait a minute. Did you ever feel like it wouldn't happen? I mean, you're on a company for so long. Was there conversations on that 10 years? Because listen, I was on Chocolate for a long time also before I turned pro. You know, I turned pro, maybe I was like 20, a little bit older than you.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm 17.
Yeah. I was like, what? I'd like to say what? 20.
But I feel, was there any, I mean, I had that. I was thinking to myself, like, am I just going to be a man am my whole life? Like, what's going to happen?
Well, yeah, kind of. I definitely had, like, some of those kind of thoughts. But in the back of my head, I always kind of felt like it was going to happen eventually.
Okay, okay.
But it definitely was a little bit, like, DGK was coming out with all these full lengths, and they were just completely focused on Philly.
Okay.
Which is, like, obviously, it's fucking fire. Like,
yeah, no doubt.
Those are the boys.
They're killing it over there.
Yeah, but... I wanted to, like, be a part of, like, the videos and stuff, and they weren't really. And then, you know, a couple years go by, and, like, a lot of dudes ended up, like, quitting or whatever happens. Okay. And then, so then it kind of pushed, like, me and Will more into the forefront. And, like, I always kind of thought about it as, like, it'd be nice to go pro, but, like, not to, like, talk shit on, like, a smaller brand or anything like that, but I always thought it would mean a little bit more to me if I stuck it out and, like, went...
I feel you.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel you.
Definitely. Especially there for a long time.
Yeah, I was like, at this point, like, I don't like, I'd rather just like keep doing what I'm doing. And if it works out, it works out. If not, like,
yeah.
Well, you and Will did your, put in the work. You know what I mean?
Like, well, that's the thing. Instead of like being in those videos, we just put out our own stuff. You know,
it kind of made it happen yourself almost, right? And then when the last video, the Amen video.
Yeah, yeah.
That, I feel like, oh, this is it. He's got to be going pro right here. Because that part was fucking nuts.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was like, that was fun. Because it was cool to like have a project like more focused around like me and Will. And like, it was fun.
Yeah. But you like pretty much grew up with Will, right? Or are you guys from the same zone?
He's from New Hampshire.
Okay.
He's up there. So we're like 2 hours apart, but I've known Will forever, especially through Liam. I met Liam like, when he first started going to college, and Will would link with Liam cause they're from the same area.
All right. So, yeah. And Liam is like pretty much, you're the photographer for DGK.
Yeah.
Are you team manager? So you guys,
we'll get Liam on the show another time, man.
You should. It's funny though, because like I've been like skating with Will and Liam for such a long time now, and then for all of us to be like a part of DGK, right? And like in the way we are, it's pretty funny.
That's sick, man. But I do like your attitude. I felt the same way, kind of on Chocolate. Like, where else would I go? You know what I mean? Like, I did have like if Blueprint back then. Back in the day, Paul Shire, like that crew, like I was like, if anything doesn't happen, I would love to skate for them.
Yeah. Is that when you were living with Paul and Barcy?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a fan of their skate. Danny Brady. Yeah, no, their videos, like, their videos are so good.
I used to be super hyped on them because Kevin Coakley.
Yeah.
Oh, his part in that is really good.
And I felt like there was kind of like more on the lines of my type of skating too, right? Like I think I would fit right in with them. But I also like I knew what I wanted, right? Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm going to stick with chocolate. I'm going to do this. And, you know, it eventually worked out. But I do have the, I mean, if I'm doing the math right, it's like 17, 27, probably you turn pro, right?
Yep.
So you're getting up there, you know? And that's why I asked.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But I like your attitude, bro.
Yeah, no, I was like, fuck. It's gonna happen eventually. I mean, just gotta keep doing what you're doing, I guess.
That's the thing, though, is keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I guess it's easy to get discouraged, but I've always told myself, like, I'd be doing the same shit regardless, like, if I was getting bored or not. Like,
especially if you do see other people on the team turning pro and, like, kind of, you know, getting ahead of you, so to speak, you know? Like, I don't know. It's a sensitive thing, you know? It's very special.
I've been lucky for sure, though, to have, like, older skaters in my ear, just like everyone's got, it doesn't happen at the same time for everybody, so
for sure,
just
for sure,
stay down the longest, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit'll pop off eventually.
Yeah, keep your head down.
Dubs,
keep
working. How long did you when what age did you turn pro?
Shit, 19.
19.
Yeah,
damn,
that's it.
But I mean, I'm amateur for what, 3 years? Yeah, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, huh.
It was different back then.
Yeah. He never got a surprise pro party, so.
Nah, that's one thing that definitely didn't. That did never happen, bro.
We can still do that.
I'm trying to think it happened still.
Maybe one day, Kale. One day.
But yeah, no, I was also like, sometimes I'd be like, oh, should I do like the Cali move? Like come out here and shit. But
It always helps to come to Cali. I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Everyone's here.
But I like that you held it down and stuck it down in your town, you know?
Yeah, no, it wasn't for me. So I was like, I'm going to just stick it out, see what happens.
As long as you can still feel connected to the company, you know? Sure. Like, and I think that's a tough part, too. I don't know about you, like being so far away.
Even in California, like just not
San Francisco. Yeah.
Like if you don't see the person sometimes, it's hard to.
Right. Yeah,
but connected. Some companies are like sponsoring by regions now, you know what I mean? Just based on, you know, where they are to like get more, like, you know, more heads up in that area. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how it started.
That's what Brian said. Yeah.
There you go. So,
like,
I mean,
they were looking for people out there.
They're like, yeah, we don't, nobody in the Northeast at the time. I don't know if Shanahan might have started getting flow around the same time. Mm. Something like that. I mean, he's Philly, so it's a little bit a ways away.
But I think it's cool that, like, skaters more. I feel like more skaters are maybe going back to their hometowns and living because it's just like more motivating. I feel like the footage is always refreshing instead of seeing guys battle at the same spots in LA.
For
like,
sure,
like Gilbert Crockett and like Richmond always has like new spots. Yeah. And like even Brad Cromer's like in Florida. And I don't know. I think that's cool.
I think I like that too.
I'd rather that than, you know, they're all living in LA skating the
right,
same
skating
spots.
The same shit.
For sure. Skating out here is hard, man.
Well, how hyped are you, Jack, that like Pier 7 is back and all these things? Like,
yeah, it's a trip, man. Like, who would have known, you know, like, because 10 years ago it was so desolate. Like, no pier, no library, no union. Like, I mean, union was there, but it wasn't as skated as now. But it's cool. It's like, yeah, SF's still SF.
It's so crazy.
How did Pier 7 come back?
Renegades, like, homies at nighttime ripping the wood off and throwing it in the bay.
But wasn't there, like, crazy shit on... Wasn't there, like, crazy shit on top of the
glue or something?
Well, they dug out the top of the pad, right? Mm. So they had to fill that with concrete.
Someone came with bags of concrete.
Oh, they dug out the top?
How they knobbed it originally before they put wood on it. Damn. They, like, just dug out the pad.
Oh,
okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And they, like, chunked out the ledges. So people came and then... Actually, the Sabotage dude, like, when Pan and Bianco... So liberated it, it was good for, like, a month or two. And then the city came and knobbed it again. And then, like, that was the day before... Pan and Bianco came out to skate the pier, and he's like, oh, hell no. Like, and by the next day, all the knobs are like off.
He's king of that shit.
It's amazing. Shout out Pan and Bianco for that. Like, he like even bonded. Yeah, he like filled the cracks in, like the edges, and like it was better than it was before.
Damn. Let's see.
Someone coming through to save the day.
Mm-hmm. Straight superhero.
It looks just the same.
Even Henry came and bonded it one time. Like, you know, if you want to get a manual off, you got to come with a fresh coat to like, because right where you land on the main pad is just kind of like all saggy and a hole. There's a lot of holes
from the axles.
Yeah.
Were you seeing Henry quite a bit?
I'd say, I mean, he would only come like on Saturdays or the weekend. So if I was there, I think I saw him once or twice. Yeah. Not that often though, but I'd always see on the gram or like someone, I was like, hit me up when you come, you know, yeah, and he hit me up once or twice, but he's like on his own schedule.
For sure.
And the city's all good? Like they don't come around and trip out and you guys skate there?
At the pier now.
No?
No.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, no one cares. If anything, I heard they're going to eventually tear the whole area out. Because they're going to remodel that whole Embarcadero because they're going to raise it because the water is rising. So they're going to, like, eventually they might have to redo that whole stretch. Oh, wow. Wrist stretch.
Damn. Did you ever try to drop into that thing that...
Oh, yeah, all the time. Like, that was incredible.
Were you there for that?
No. But I saw the footage like on someone's phone before it came out. So I was like, that is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
What was it? What was it, though?
The dropping
on the fountain. The dropping into the fountain. Yeah. Ducky?
Bro.
He almost got
That was a thrasher cover. Yeah. Yeah.
Straight up. He could have got really hurt.
The back, his back missed the corner. Yeah. That much. And it was barefoot. He said his back hit the floor.
This shit's shallow.
Because it's only 3 foot deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said his back like touched the floor.
Oh, you talked to him about it?
I think I saw in the video or something.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, what was his end goal? Like, to just hit the water and...
To not die, maybe.
I mean, look at that. Like,
what?
Here
that's just like on. 4 or 5 stories tall.
What is your video if you can't? Is there the
what's
video?
Your goal?
The video is insane.
I mean, to get a cover, that's the goal. He got it.
I wonder what would happen if his feet were on his board when it hit the water. You know what I mean?
That's like what I'm saying. If he went all the way down,
that would probably
what
fuck if
he
his
would
legs
collapse
up.
Right into
that would probably worse.
3 feet of water
and maybe even the floor.
Yeah.
This is probably like the ideal scenario that worked out. It worked out for him. He didn't. Did he walk away uninjured?
Yeah, I think he just.
He
probably got some freaking fungus. Staph infection. Or something like that.
Bro.
That water does not look that clean.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
So he's walking. I mean, that thing looks.
Dude.
So he said he this is before.
No. Yeah, this is before. Yeah. This is before.
He's just been thinking about it.
He said he was trying to find spots because he couldn't skate, I think. And he was trying to find spots.
Injured.
Yeah, he wanted to find spots.
He was like just coming back,
making a little list of what he wanted to do. Asher did this.
Bro,
damn, just getting up there is a trick.
Look at how you're gonna roll on that, though.
You know, at that point, he's like, "Wait, what?
You guys ready?"
Oh,
oh my god!
Wow, dude. You can't make it past that crack like that.
Try it. Switch.
Oh my!
I think that was like the day before Sony.
He's lucky he didn't hit that first crack on there, bro.
Insane.
This episode is brought to us by Woodward. With over 500,000 square feet of skatable terrain across 24 skate parks at Woodward, PA and Woodward West, you will have a blast there this summer. But you won't be alone. Confirmed visiting pros. Ryan Scheckler, Lizzie Armanto, Jamie Foy, David Gravette, just to name a few. All you need to do is go on the website, see which week they're going to be there, and book your trip to skate with them. The Nine Club will also be there August 11th through the 17th. That's week 12. We're going to be there for the SLS Futures Camper Contest. What is that, you ask? Well, every week at Woodward, PA, two winners will win a free week to come back and compete in the SLS Futures Camper Final during SLS week there. Kelly's actually going to be the guest judge, so that'll be fun. Check out summer camp dates and register online, WoodwardPA and WoodwardWest.com. Save $100 if you enter the code 9CLUB at checkout. NINECLUB. $100. Go check it out. We'll hopefully see y'all there. This episode is supported by Shake Junt. Yep, the company that keeps you going in these streets. Need that perfect grip for your flick? Bearings that just don't stop? Bolts to keep your trucks on tight? Look no further. ShakeJunt.com has what you need. Grip, bearings, bolts, skateboards, rails, riser pads, grip tape cleaner, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and everything else in between. Treat yourself and save a couple bucks by entering 9CLUB at checkout. Yep, 20% off everything. Just enter 9CLUB, NINECLUB, at ShakeJunt.com. Get there while you can.
Oh, look at that water. It's green.
They don't color that water, do they?
I think they do.
They put green in it?
Yeah.
It's like St. Patrick's Day?
They're just sludge.
Try to just cover it up, make it look make green it, instead of brown.
Instead of brown.
Yeah.
Let's make it green instead of brown. Damn. Yeah, hell no, dude. And then how'd you get hooked up with New Balance as well?
Oh, they were doing a filming trip in Boston for String Theory. Mm. And my homie I skate with, Tim Savage, was out filming them. He's been working with them for a while now, like filming Westgate and stuff. So like I'm out skating with Tim every day anyway. So I was linking with them while they were there. And just like I maybe the day before they left, Chad was just like, if you ever need shoes, just holler. And then a couple months later,
I Chad Tim.
Yeah. 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 And then this was kind of around the time when Adidas had like cut all the reps and stuff, and anybody on Flow was kind of just like cut. So
you were on Adidas Flow.
I was. Yeah. So I was like, if you're still down to send some shoes, that would be dope.
And okay.
Just, you know, went from there. Just skated the shoes, filmed like normal. And then eventually I was just like, what can I do to, you know, take the next step? And
right.
They basically just broke it down. They're like, did, you know, just film, do all this, whatever. And
so they gave you kind of a little formula, a little bit. List.
Yeah, they're like, okay. You're kind of doing what we'd like you to be doing anyway. So just like keep doing it.
I like that. I like that they give you kind of an outline.
Yeah, like I just asked. I was like, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but like, is this something realistic, basically? Mm. And they said, yeah, so just kept running with it.
What would that consist of? Do you know, like, other than filming, was it like, oh, get a video part done or get something in the magazines
nothing
done?
Like, specific. He mentioned, like, getting, like, being, because I was just basically Flow for DGK still. He's like, you should, like, try and, like, legitimize yourself as like an am for them.
Okay.
So then
just this was way back when.
This was a while ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, so wait, like you a were year ago. You were Flow. How long were you on Flow for DGK?
Forever.
For? Forever. Yeah, okay, for so time. When did they make it legit where like you're a legit am?
Shit. After Thorough, maybe? When was that? It's been a while.
So maybe like 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, maybe like 6 years ago.
Okay. I thought you said 10 years ago.
No,
that's when you started getting bored. Yeah, and that's stuff when I started like getting
like
bored. Okay.
So, like,
okay.
Yeah, no, it took a while for sure.
Right.
Like I said, they were more focused on like all the Philly heads at the time. So,
right.
Just had to wait my turn.
Of course.
Yeah.
And Jack's been on. You were on New Balance since the beginning when they started the program, right?
No, like
we're close to it, right?
3 or 4 years after.
Oh, okay.
They had a good squad over there, man. Yeah. Not only a good squad, but a good squad running the business.
Straight up. Yeah.
Like running the skate so stuff. Hard. Yeah.
I feel like I'm super lucky to end up over there. It's crazy.
Dude.
Yeah.
Skaters running that over there, bro. Mm-hmm.
Well, did I trip out on Kyle? The work Kyle's doing, Camarillo?
So, yeah. Yeah.
His work is just getting better.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, going out, like, I finally got to, like, go on a trip with Kyle and stuff and, like, go through like his whole filming process and shit. It's fun.
Yeah, and he's just a chill, cool
he's
a dude.
He's super
yeah,
dope. Yeah. Straight
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Not only that, you got Reynolds on the squad, and like, do they hit you up and be like, "Hey, dude, Reynolds, what do you think?
What do you think?
What do you think?
I don't know.
He's okay.
I heard he'd been getting shoes.
Okay.
But then like they didn't know what was gonna happen, and then yeah, I think they announced it, and I was like, "Wow, that's really fucking cool."
I mean, it's like that's like you don't have to ask nobody. And if somebody says no to Andrew Reynolds, like you gotta be like,
it's
all right,
don't worry,
doing.
We're still putting him on.
Yeah. It's really cool just how into it he is. Like, he's so focused on like the technology and like,
dude.
He measures like the width of the sole and the height of the sole, and he cuts it in half. And like, he knows like New Balance is such good quality, and like, that's why he gets so stoked. Is like, he's like, the more he researches, the more he gets stoked, you know?
Yeah, he's like genuinely like trying to like learn about the shoes and stuff. It's
yeah.
Like,
and I think he just wants to skate for as long as he possibly totally, can. Yeah, totally. And like that, those shoes allow him to do that.
Right.
The man is still frontside flipping down, double sets and triple sets.
That Charlotte thing.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to skate on that Charlotte trip. It was the first time like we all got to go on a trip like with the new guy. Like, cause New Balance hadn't really traveled since the pandemic much, just like a couple guys, but this was like the first crew like trip, and it was so much fun, like Reynolds and Reed and like all these new guys that we got to skate with that we didn't really get to skate with before. So it was like cool chopping up with Reynolds, and like he's asking me questions, I'm asking him questions, and like yeah, it's cool.
Because Reynolds is like a fan. He's like a skate fan.
Yeah. He watches every video that comes out. He'll like, we went to the Zoomies thing, and like he didn't go out snowboarding. We come back, and he's just like been watching like local skate videos and shit. He's like, "Yo, have you guys heard of this random crew like so and so?" And I'm like, "No, I haven't." But like, let's check it out. And he's just like, "Oh, like this dude's got like a sick switch flip." Like he's already seen it twice, you know?
Yeah, he was doing that in Charlotte, watching the local Charlotte videos.
Yeah,
so he's looking for spots.
He's tapped in for sure.
Looking for spots and recruiting too.
Yeah, definitely recruiting. Yeah,
he's definitely good at that. He can spot some talent.
Ears to the streets.
He can spot some talent. Were you guys, but you guys were both around when the Reebok thing came around for DGK back in the day?
That was before his time.
Yeah, that was before your time. Yeah. That was over 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing
how long
that,
ago was that?
Bro, that ended in like 2005, 6 or 8.
No. Something like that. Yeah.
I think it was like 2005, 2008.
Oh, shit.
Something like that.
Okay.
Because that was like, that was basically when It's Official was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it kind of lasted a little longer, and then it kind of faded off.
So when It's Official, 2006 came out?
I think, 2006. Yeah.
Oh, so you were on the DGK RBK program for like the 3 years you said?
The whole time, yeah.
Damn. Okay.
I was an amateur for DC, and that was like me and Kelly were both on DC. We got that was like DC heyday, like right after the DC video came out. Yeah. So we did the tours with Big Black and like the huge RVs across the country. Like, probably some of the craziest memories in my skateboarding career.
Seriously?
Yeah, like because the rock star status of DC at that time. You had like Ave like trashing hotel rooms and like
no, he wasn't doing that. Wenning was.
Wenning. Yeah. No, Ave had a little run for a while. Yeah. Shout out Ave, I love Ave. Like favorite skater.
Totally. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just like and Wenning, like just like the rock star status, like Stevie and like Danny Way and just and Big Black. Like Big Black was a superstar. We'd go to pull up to city like towns and like the kids would just go straight to Big Black.
It was nuts. Yeah, because Juridic was there for a little bit.
Yeah,
he was on some of the tour, and then I've always tripped. The one time I remember is that me and you went in to Taco Bell with Big Black and Zeus and Bam Bam. Do you remember that? It's me and you, and we're smoking blunts with them in their car.
Wow!
And I was just like, dude, what is going on? We got Taco Bell.
Who's Zeus and Bam Bam?
Who are like his two homies you rolled with?
Okay, okay.
They're huge.
They're other big ass dudes.
Huge dude. I think they might have been on the show too.
Yeah, they were on the show for a little bit too.
I was just like, remember that one? I'm like, dude,
we went to Vegas too. Vegas was a stop, and we did. We all stayed at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Did we? I don't know if I was on that part of it though.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That sounds crazy.
Like I remember, dude, we did a demo.
No, I was there, yeah.
When this is the level of it. We went to Phoenix and we did a demo in the Phoenix Sun Stadium.
That's right.
What?
Yeah,
they had set up ramps and stuff.
Is there footage of this stuff? Probably on.
No, there. The 4-1-1 had a section.
Yeah, a tour video.
4-1-1 had like a section on it.
Fucking.
But they brought the same course across the whole country.
Oh, that's what were you skating on? Yeah, was it wasn't the hardwood, obviously. Like, so it was like a
small parking lot, but like they set up the ramps in like a parking lot for some cities, but then some cities they do.
No, but when you were in the arena.
In the arena it was like super smooth, like concrete.
Yeah. Like right in the center, smooth concrete.
Yeah.
And then we go to like random like skate shop or like a skate shop and it would be like the shittiest parking lot. And you would just have to deal with it. But it was fun. But, like, it was that thing. It was when Devin Callaway was coming up, and he was just killing.
Greg Myers.
Greg Myers was there.
Lindsay Robertson.
Lindsay Robertson. Ryan Smith was going nuts. That's when we saw Malto for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Malto got discovered, basically, on that trip.
Oh, like, you guys were, like, yeah.
It was nuts.
Damn.
It was a fun time.
But so then Reebok came around and they wanted me to turn pro. And they're like, we'll turn you pro and you ride for Reebok. But I was like, but I'm on DC, like.
But wasn't Stevie like heading up this whole Reebok thing?
Yeah, because he left DC and went to Reebok. So they were kind of like, well, if you want to be pro, like, dude, I mean, why wouldn't you do that? Everyone's going to do this. I was like, all right, let's do this.
But
I was a little bit like, man, like, damn.
You had put all that work in for DC.
Yeah.
And then you were like, you got to that point.
And I was bummed. I was like, at the beginning, I was a little bummed Stevie left DC for Reebok. But obviously, it was like he had bigger aspirations. I understand why. But I was like, DC and Stevie was like such a dope fit at the time.
Yeah. But don't you think, like, I mean, DC eventually, like, changed, you know what I mean? Like, they've gone through a bunch of, like, rebuilding things. So maybe it was, like, a good thing that you went.
You got out at the peak?
Well, yeah, not only, I mean, I'm just talking about, like, you, like, going to try something else, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They wanted me to stay AM for another year. DC did.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Wait a minute. What year was this, you said? 2006?
I went pro in 05. I think it was 05 was the year I left. So it was like going to 05. They wanted me to re-sign as an AM.
Okay.
But I was like, no, I'm going to go to Reebok and go pro.
I think it's a lot different now because it doesn't matter if you're pro or not pro. Back then, it's like if you turn pro for DGK.
You get the pro check.
You get the pro check. And then the shoe company got us to match that.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So they weren't ready for that.
Probably not. I don't know.
Right.
But Reebok was.
The whole Reebok thing, I feel like it was like ahead of its time.
It really was. I mean, dude, I'll never forget. We did an Asia trip, and they flew us first class to Hong Kong. And like, I just stayed up all night watching
movies and like drinking wine. Like,
oh, when you get the first class in those trips, you just
I don't want to go to sleep.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I don't want to.
You don't want to sleep through that. You don't want to sleep through that.
He was like, I want to enjoy this.
So then after the Reebok thing, that's when you got on New Balance.
Well, no, there was a gap, and I rode for Fallen. Fallen. I almost rode for Circa, and then Jamie looked out for me again because like I chose Circa over Fallen, and then Circa screwed me over by like voiding the contract I had already signed.
Oh, oh my god!
Yeah, I did cop a couple pairs of Fallens because you were rocking them at the time. Yeah, no, straight up. Well, because like I've always liked, I like all type skating. Like I don't really. I got street stuff, whatever. But, I fucked with all the Fallen stuff pretty heavy, so.
Yeah, I mean, the Fallen skating.
When I saw Jack Rock, I was like, those are.
Well, you had a pro shoe.
I was like, yeah, that pro shoe.
But wait a minute. So you were on Circa, but then they.
Yeah, well, for 3 or 4 months, I'd signed this contract, went to Europe for, 3 months, came back, and I was like, can I get a box? And they're like, oh, actually, we voided your contract.
Damn. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We decided elsewhere.
What the fuck? Well, they were going through some big changes at that place.
That was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because the Fallen thing, then, Jamie had
back. Circa went out, I think, 3 years later, and Jamie had my back, and that was a cool experience.
But still, I mean, that would have... Oh, we voided your contract.
No, it was crazy.
What? Get the hell out of here.
But, and then the shoe chairs, but thankful for New Balance, man.
Dude, New Balance, you guys are on a... It's awesome. You guys are on the squad, man. Like, that's...
What's it like? Because, I mean,
the spots.
We were used to Tyrone being the team manager for LRG for so long, but now he's at New Balance. What's it like him being there?
I mean, it's just Tyrone, but 2.0 version, professionally, upgraded.
Does he write professional emails, or you just say
I'm sure. He does presentations and stuff. He's the global brand manager.
You've seen him do a presentation?
Yeah.
Wow.
They did an awesome presentation for us at this event last April, and they it was really cool, man, because I've never had a company do that. They gave us the year projections and the schedule and why they're doing this and why the colorways and the heritage shoes they're pulling from, and it was just really cool. We're just this is tight.
She was sick. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. They had the designers come in, talk after, break down all the colorways they want to do in the future and stuff. And
was this all a team meeting?
Yeah. Okay. They flew every rider in and meeting for us, and had all the shoes on display, all the new shoes they were dropping, because the 480s, all these new shoes they were doing. And it was just cool. They just gave us a whole presentation.
Yeah, it was tight.
That is how you do it.
Showed us
right
the
there.
Numbers, yeah. The growth numbers that they've been doing, and
oh, dude, really
cool. I saw someone. I saw on in the internet somewhere. It's the New Balance, a 23%.
Yeah,
growth.
Yeah,
I'm damn. Okay, I've
As an overall company, or just as the
in general. Yeah,
in general.
But they gave us the skate numbers.
Oh, they
which
did.
Is really cool to see them growing.
And that's the thing, we had talked about it before with the conversation, in skateboarding, that's the DGK stuff, in the very beginning. The communication is so few and far between sometimes with skateboarding. We have a lot of skaters on the show just recently. It's a communication factor that kind of messes things up sometimes. You know, and to hear that a company like that is just transparent and hey, this is where we're at, guys. Mm-hmm. That's refreshing to me.
Yeah, it was.
As a skateboarder, you want to know how your company's doing. What can I do for you?
Yeah,
guys?
Or that things are working, or
things are not working. Okay, well, what can I do then? We're all in this together. You know, don't feel like you guys are just trying to figure out alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because we are. We're just we wake up and I go skate today and go film. And
yeah, you don't know if you're
right
doing everything you should be or whatever. That's why I'm might as well just ask. You know, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm.
But just the transparency.
Yeah, New Balance, you don't
that's
even
huge.
Have that. They'll
a lot of the times the people in the building know. The skaters are kind of left in the dark.
True.
Mm-hmm. No, they're going about it the right way, bro.
Oh, love it.
Well, if you're killing it, you're like, hell yeah, we're flying everyone in to do this. But if you're not killing it, you're probably like...
You don't want
to
say
nothing. Yeah, you're like, well, we're not doing too good right now. You guys are not killing it right now.
Got some bad news, guys.
No, but it seems like they made a big push, even on the other level, with basketball. They've really put a lot of money towards
collaborations.
The marketing aspect
really
of
storytelling,
for sure.
Do they got Shohei Ohtani for baseball?
That's crazy.
That's gnarly. Ooh.
Yeah, that is big.
That's heavy.
Spending really some money.
Yeah.
And I hear that damn commercial all the time when I watch freaking...
Can you get that one, bro. They put some money into that.
Do they have a skater one involved with that one? They got to get something like Jamie Foy or one of you guys.
They did an extended one with
I know Ryan.
Marina. Marina, the Brazilian skater.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did one with her. It was really cool.
That's it.
Because they had like every sport kind of involved, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm actually in that one for like a second. But is it like, we're skating third in Army. It's like they cut the skating out in the main TV commercial, but if you go to the internet one, they have the full one. Mm-hmm. And she does like a nose side big spin at third in Army. But I do a trick like in the background.
Oh, sick.
Check it out.
What was it? This is just a New Balance commercial, yeah, like in general?
Yeah. It was like showcasing all the athlete sports.
They did that running one at the track and field. Oh, right. I think Ryan is actually like with the runners.
Yeah, yeah.
In the commercial.
Oh, yeah, Ryan. Okay. Yeah, he's like he's an actual runner, like cross.
Yeah, he runs.
Ryan who?
Lay.
Oh, Ryan Lay.
Yeah.
He did an Apple commercial. He did.
Really?
No.
That's
not
Ryan Lee.
Ryan Lee. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm gonna cut that out. Yeah.
Now we gotta leave that.
You gotta leave that in.
But yeah, well, he's looking for the commercial right now. Can't find it.
Yeah, I haven't seen this. Oh, shit, maybe they took it down.
I'm just a fan of New Balance. I've always been a fan of New Balance. Like, they make great shoes, like comfy shoes.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't really wear any like runners or anything like that until I started getting NBs, and like if I'm not skating, I'm wearing one of their other.
Yeah, you guys are lucky on that factor. You got the good skate shoes, but you could like Jack got some runners on right now.
Yeah,
like you're chilling,
very comfortable.
Yeah. Wait, what's it like going budget wise for promo? Do you get everything sent to you? Or can you go into a New Balance spot and take
they
some
give
gear?
Us a credit card that they refill, like
on the website.
An allowance, yeah, it's like an allowance for the website.
You can go in store too, for sure. In Boston, there's a bunch of New Balance spots too.
So. Oh, because they're from Boston, right?
Yeah, yeah. The headquarters is out there.
Do you get to go in there?
I haven't yet. I'm definitely gonna go through sometime soon.
Yeah, so, there used to be a store in SF I could go to, but it closed.
Oh, does the budget include all the skate stuff, or that's just extra stuff you could go get with the budget?
Extra stuff.
Extra
skate
stuff
is just you call.
They'll send whatever.
But yeah, the runnings and all the runners and all the other stuff.
Clothes, all that stuff. New Balance. That's dope, though.
So a lot of times they'll send Ty stuff, like, and he'll just have a room with like runners that he can send.
That's what I was gonna ask. Like, so when all that special stuff comes out, they have so many like Ty's on crazy collabs.
Yeah, Ty's on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he keeps us looking fresh for sure. Like, he'll hook us up with some stuff.
Me too. Thank you too much, Ty. Appreciate you. Seriously.
Yeah, I could use a shoe, man.
These arches, you know?
Oh, the arches, man. God damn it. Wait, can we go back really quick, though? Because, like, Jamie Thomas has had your back for a while. What was the relationship there? Like, did you meet him? Like, why? Was he just a fan of yours? Like, why was he so, like,
I don't know,
helpful?
I remember the first time Jamie, it was at Tampa Am. I think he saw me skating at Tampa Am.
Really?
And I think he said something to me, or, like, asked Clairval about me. And that's how I got on Fallen. Was the original conversation was like, Claire, I was like, yo, you know, Jamie's been asking about what you're going to do for shoes. That was after the Reebok thing.
Yeah.
When I didn't have a sponsor. So, yeah, I don't know. I think he's seen me at a Tampa Am back in the day, and he's just always like kind of maybe like had his eye on me.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a trick. Because Welcome to Hell. I mean, I was just looking at like Supreme just did a Welcome to Hell collab.
I saw that.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. They need to send me some stuff. Yeah, I was in that video.
Where's the bot?
I forgot.
Huh? Hey, you weren't in the edit, dude.
Wasn't in the edit either? Dude, I get left out of independent truck edits, like their book, all that stuff. I get left out of a lot of stuff.
But that was like the first video I bought. So it was like the Jamie part, so epic.
And that was the first video.
Yeah.
Well, not that you saw.
Not
but
that
you
I
bought.
Saw, but that I bought, yeah.
I think it was so funny back then because skateboarding was so like, you have DGK, you had Zero, you had, it was different crews.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny to hear like, oh yeah, Jamie Thomas like loves Jack Curtin. Like, you know what I mean? Like back then it wasn't, I don't know, never would
have
thought
we have
that.
Such right. different skating.
Yeah.
It's your own,
to an extent, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you getting followed when you guys did that Fresh Till Death tour?
Yeah.
Is that kind of what made it happen?
That's
kind of
what bridged it. Yeah. I feel like that's what helped bridge it. Was I wrote for Fallen, and then they started planning that.
Yeah, no, I didn't think about that. I always thought that was such a random collab, but no, it makes sense now.
That was fun. It was interesting. The hotels we stayed at were crazy. Like, hella roaches. I remember some roaches. Just wild out.
Yeah.
But that's like, you know, when you're staying at like a Motel 6 in Arizona.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of nowhere.
For sure.
Toronto's.
I was over here smiling. I'm like, I know what you're doing, man.
La Quintas.
La Quinta, for sure.
When was the last time you traveled overseas?
Japan. I just went to Japan with FTC.
FTC?
Oh, yeah.
What were they doing out there?
FTC Japan just like flew a crew of us out to just go like skate and make iPhone edits.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Oh yeah, Chico was on it too, right?
Chico was on it. Marcello, Nico, and who else? James Caps.
That's super dope.
Super fun. I'd only been in Japan for like 2 or 3 days on that Reebok trip, actually, 12, 15 years ago. So it was really cool to like be in Japan, take the bullet train, see different cities, experience Tokyo.
Mm.
Damn.
Awesome out there.
Such a different fucking world out there, man.
Yeah, especially coming from SF, where it's like completely opposite culturally. Like,
yeah.
There's no trash in Japan.
There's no trash cans either.
There's no trash cans either. You notice that too. I'm glad.
People just put their trash in their pocket, wait to deposit it somewhere.
You
just
gotta go back where you bought it from and throw it away.
Let me go back to the...
No, I heard
they're all at the 7-Eleven, and they're like, yeah, they only put the trash cans right there at 7-Eleven, so like you eat and then you throw it away.
Yeah, wow. I found out, I looked into it, there was a terrorist attack in like 95.
That makes
sense. They were throwing bombs in the trash cans. Oh, and so they just took out all the trash cans.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, it makes sense. That's why, Brian, you ever been there?
No, I was tripping.
No, that's literally like number one on my list right now.
Oh, yeah, because you're a big anime guy.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Ramen, dude. We just had ramen and like checked out this little Japanese toy store earlier. Yeah, no.
That's
ramen,
super dope.
That's my shit, so. Japan.
Are you gonna get there
possible.
Soon?
Yeah, no, gotta go.
Sure. You traveled a lot. You were in Europe for a while filming videos. Like, what were you, or lately been anywhere?
We did the Thailand trip, New Balance.
Okay.
Like a month and a half ago, maybe.
How was Thailand?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Did you see that edit? That Kyle did so good on that edit.
Yeah.
That was insane. I think I did.
No, we watched it on the show. Watched it for you did that back nose grind up that.
That big ass marble thing. Yeah,
that's it right here.
Yeah,
right
there. And then like a month before that, I had gone to Seoul with Grand.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Shout out Ben.
Sure. That's his company.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it was cool. It did like my first two Asia trips back to back, like only like 2.5 weeks apart.
Getting his passport stamped up.
Yeah.
Just got to hit up Japan now.
Yeah, that's on the list there.
What is that spot, dude? What is that?
So that's like a city just south of Seoul, like an hour and a half-ish. So we went down there and stayed there for a night and then skated that spot for a couple of days.
Wait, the
outledge, yeah. So that's just like a cool little beach city, like outside of
Was it Bangkok or Seoul?
Seoul's Bangkok.
Okay, I was gonna say because that looks hot as hell though.
It's fucked up hot.
Yeah,
really?
It was like dangerously hot. I thought it was like it'd be like four or five tries out of line. Like look over at Tim, he's fucking dying. Like
oh,
completely
man.
Drenched. Like. Homie Tyler, they were warriors this trip. Like,
I wonder, would it be gnarlier to be a filmer or the skater out there?
I don't know, dude. It depends. Because, like, at one point, we were all trying lines. And I don't think Tim had got there. So, Tyler Wilcox, who fucking, he's amazing filmer, too.
Yeah, he is.
He was just, like, back and forth. But, yeah, no, it was really fun, though.
Like that ledge looks beautiful to skate.
Dude,
it looks gnarly though.
Yeah. I know. I'm not saying. I didn't say it wasn't gnarly. It looks beautiful though.
Is it some of the backdrop?
Yeah. So
it's the people were skating the ledge, the bank.
Yeah.
The grass bank.
So that's just like fake grass right there. Mm. And then there's a bunch of ledges around the corner and stuff. And it's a crazy little plaza.
Now, do they trip out on skating there or no?
Here, no. No one gave it. They
probably don't. They may have never even seen it
before. I know it's actually like, there's a lot of skateboarding going on there now. I know like in Bangkok, you used to be able to skate whatever, whenever.
Okay.
It's definitely like a lot more of a bust now, but.
They have a produce company is out there.
Yeah. So Jasper. Shout out Jasper produce. Was there.
Okay.
Simone. Which was sick. I showed up like. A day before everybody else, and me and he took me to like this like super like local like hood bathhouse, like yeah, it was sick. We were like,
wait, okay.
Yeah, he took me to like some real local shit.
I don't know, is this PG? What are we talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, no, it was fine. So like, you walk in,
put
and
20
it was
bucks
like,
on the water bottle,
dude, it was like 20 cents to have like a sauna, steam room, cold plunge,
okay.
A little gym area, pool. Like, you go in, they give you this big-ass tub full of tea and fruit and...
Tub?
Yeah, like a plastic Tupperware. Okay. Like, it wasn't like a cup, but it was like a big ass thing. And
they just grabbed it out of the fridge. Yeah. Like somebody's lunch.
It was awesome. But he was like, yeah, this is like where all like the off duty like cops or like the construction workers go, like all the local guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So he was showing me a lot of cool stuff.
Well, because I know like in China, it was a big thing out there. Big like time, the massages, the bath, you know, the cold plunge, hot plunge.
Yeah. It's like pennies on the dollar, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like $10 massages after every, dude. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Every day.
Different life.
Did you go to Soy Cowboy?
No.
I didn't. is that another massage parlor out there, no, Kelly?
This is a street that's pretty wild.
No, isn't it a Hangover? That's the street that like blows up.
Yeah, the Hangover is 2, I think.
Yeah, Hangover 2.
It was it's based on that street. Oh, it's on that street.
I wanted to check it out. My my girlfriend's been to Thailand a few times, and she's like, "Did you go there? Did you check it out?" And I was like,
oh, "It's wild, dude."
Traveling is the best part about skateboarding. Let's be honest. You know, it's one of the best perks. Like, I would have never left. I never say never, but I don't think I would have left this country if it wasn't for skating.
Yeah, it's like you realize as you get older too that like. You got to go on so many trips that you would have never got to go on.
Dude,
for sure.
So true.
Like, because you're like, yeah.
Like, when are you going to go to China?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to just go to China.
Yeah, I'm not going to. You know what? Let's book a trip to China. I heard it's really nice out there in August.
It felt like a skate camp at China. Like, we'd wake up, go eat breakfast all together, jump in the van all together, like, spot A, and then next we got spot B, and then, like, it just, like, drop you off at these perfect spots.
100%.
And then you get in the van, go eat dinner together, and, like, back to the hotel and do it all again tomorrow. Like,
yeah. And then you go to, like, the cafe downstairs and all chill down. Yeah.
Or cafe the Brandon Beeble breakfast.
Brandon Beeble breakfast.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Breakfast is off the skaters' names at that point, right?
Yeah, I got my own breakfast. I got my own breakfast, bro.
That's right,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Justin Eldridge.
The LD had one.
Oh, we all had one.
What did you have?
I think I had 2 eggs and this bacon and toast.
Okay. It was called the Jerron Wilson?
That had my face right there. It was like Jerron Wilson breakfast.
I didn't get one.
You didn't get one?
No.
I didn't really eat there all that much. I just was there. Because you could go there in the morning and you can go there at night.
Yeah, we did all that. Straight up.
I remember the coffee was so strong there.
Oh, like, yeah, you get fired up on there.
Yeah.
I just remember going there, and it was like, we were there, and were you there for that one when Plan B team was there?
Mm-mm. Yeah, yes.
And it was
Duffy was going
nuts.
We left in the morning, and he was just at the like cafe just drinking. We come back, he's still there, like drinking like 20 beers.
That and then like spot, Sheckler bro. Was there. Like it was just cool to like go. You go out in the middle of nowhere,
you see
and then you still see these like iconic skaters out there with you.
Yeah, right.
So it's pretty cool.
I mean, it is out in the middle. Wait, was in Shenzhen, right? Or was that in Guangzhou?
Guangzhou.
But Guangzhou is like the third largest city out there, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah, dude. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's the third largest. But for China, that's gnarly.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Yeah. Seoul was kind of like that too. Like, there's the size of the city was threw me off. It's crazy.
I like China though. I did. I had a good time there.
Skating wise,
yeah. Need to bring China trips back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The food was a little tough. I mean, obviously we had our little comfort zone with the cafe right there, but like, dude, other than that, like. It's hit or miss, you know.
I feel like it'd be a lot out there. Easier now with the Google Translate
for sure.
All the technology we have.
Yeah, for sure.
Like where you can just speak into it and then it trains it for you.
For sure.
It for you.
Yeah.
That would have helped a lot.
And they're doing like real time translations, like the new Samsung phone or something. Like you could literally like have a real like conversation with somebody.
Or you take a picture and it translates it for you.
Yeah, that's menus, crucial.
You know,
that's
super
if your crucial. Menu's like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did that. Where did I do? I did it in France. Mm. Very crucial. Yeah.
Crucial.
Have you? So you've never been to China?
No.
Anywhere coming up soon? You're going to?
No, nowhere far.
Yeah. Tampa Pro?
Yeah, I'll go. I'd be down.
You gonna enter?
I kind of have to, don't I?
No,
I don't.
You better
hurry.
You better sign up.
What do you mean? I'd be like, I want to go just because I've heard it's pretty fun. But every time I say that, they're like, you gotta skate in it.
Well, you can't go in that, and like, no, I'm just gonna watch.
Yeah, I'm like, I just turned it on.
I'm
going
to get you a hotel room and a flight.
Yeah, no, like.
That would be my MO. I'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to go chill.
It's moral support.
Yeah.
Remember when, were you there that time we went to Tampa Am and Lenny stole the van?
You had to go to Subway.
Lenny doesn't have a license.
Dude, I have a really memory with you, Jerron. the year Greg Letzka won. And we all jammed in. We went to Mons.
And then we went to McDonald's and we made Greg Luska buy everyone cheeseburgers.
Yes, I remember
what
that.
What do you mean you made him? We're like, let's go. Like, you're buying everyone cheeseburgers.
I remember
that. Oh, because he won.
Oh, he won.
Yeah, he won.
Okay.
And I remember Daniel Castillo was there, Jerome was there. And like, yeah, so we bought us all cheeseburgers at McDonald's at like 4 a.m. And then my flight was at 6:30 and I go home, like, pack my stuff, like, throw all my stuff ready, like, smoke one, get on the plane, and just, like, cold sweat, like,
oh, no.
Full of cheeseburger. Oh, no. And then, like, I'm sitting in the middle, and the flight takes off, and I'm just, like, cold sweat. I'm like, I grab the bag, fill up the bag.
Oh.
Then the guy next to me is, like, sleeping with his coffee cup, and I just grab this coffee cup, fill that up.
Put his coffee cup back on.
And the dude never woke up. He just, like, sleeping the whole time, and then finally the stewardess came and, like, took everything, like, threw it all away from me, and I was just like, it was the worst experience ever, dude. Like, and so now I always go to sleep before a flight.
Dude, when you're on a plane, and you're
at McDonald's.
Yeah, don't go to McDonald's.
Don't go to Mom's McDonald's and smoke before. Good Lord.
But when you're on a plane and something's going wrong, a little stomach ache, cough, like, and anything that it's like amplified, like by 15, 20.
Oh, totally.
I don't. Yeah, drinking before night before, and then going all night.
You're gonna be hurt.
Every time I go to Tampa now, and I'm flying back that next Monday, I'm like, oh, dude, I'm either
you keep it mellow.
I think
Tampa, but they're like partying every night, so by the time Monday comes, you're like a 3-day hangover hits.
Yeah, but then I'm hanging out with, I don't get to see all these, like, if I'm there with Jack, like, I never get to see you, so I'm like, all right, let's go out for a beer.
Yeah, no one's, like, having one and calling it.
Yeah,
no.
Next thing you know, you're out at Ybor till 3 in the
day. I think the first time we met in person was at Tampa Am last
year,
right?
Definitely. That was fun. We went to the Bricks. We're all hanging out there.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Oh, so you've skated Tampa before.
I did Tampa Am last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so if you did Tampa Am, how did you do?
Terrible.
Oh.
Terrible. You're
not.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I literally ollied the bump to bar like twice and then
in the did same
like
run.
Ollied it, went back around, ollied it again.
Yeah. I'm not great at contests, so I was just nervous. So I literally ollied the bump to bar, board slid the rail, ollied the bump to bar again. I think I board slid the rail one more time, and then I think I 50'd the flat bar.
That was your run.
So you that was my run. Tricks,
no, but you were doing it. Was it a jam at that point?
No,
it was three
people.
Okay, yeah, you were skating in like a three people.
Yeah, so it wasn't just me.
So in that 3 minutes, you did that.
Pretty much. Because like I like got up on the ramp and then I was going to drop back in. And then somebody else was like coming up. And then I was just started watching them skate for a minute. And I was like, oh yeah, I got to like keep skating.
Like it's not over yet.
Yeah, I was like, it's not over yet.
Was that your first time?
Yeah.
I mean, but it's just cool that you get to do it at least once.
I was just
it is nerve-wracking for sure, though.
Huh? I was just happy to be there.
It fun, it's a fun environment, regardless if you're good at the contest or not.
It's yeah.
It's a...
Yeah, I think I tried, like, the last, like, 5 seconds, I tried to, like, front three the bump to bar.
Okay.
I was like, all right, we're good. Sorry. I was like, sorry,
Levi. Try the hardest trick out, and then you're like, oh, I was trying the hardest trick.
Yeah.
I was like, exactly. I'm sorry, but...
Are you, Jack, are you going this year?
I don't know.
Should go
30th anniversary.
I did two in a row, and I'm just like I don't know.
It's not for the contest. It's for hanging out.
When you go, do you enter the contest too?
Yeah, I
did
last two.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's nerve wracking.
How'd you do?
Yeah, it's hard,
dude.
It's just dope that people show up for it.
You must.
No,
have
I've never skated. I'd skated Tampa Am like once or twice.
Yeah,
did you?
It was like, yeah,
really,
yeah.
Dubs is going, right? You're gonna go this year?
I'm down. I really want to go. Really, yeah.
I think Roger's going.
Yeah, Roger already got it.
Ron Allen skated in it. That was
pops up at late flip.
That was land, so
yeah,
amazing.
On the hip.
Yeah,
run.
Yep.
I don't know if I would enter, dude. No, there's no way I'd enter.
You should go this year, Chris. You should.
If I go, but I'm not like
sign you up, just dude. Go to go. Yeah,
you gonna enter Dubs?
Fuck no.
What do you mean?
I'm going to watch and hang out and participate in the 30 year
of Dubs.
Them
enter
being
the
around.
Contest.
No,
man.
See, that's what I want to do. I just want to hang out.
I ain't contest ready, bro.
We could get there.
It's intimidating. I mean, you go there and everyone's landing everything.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, you got the best professional skateboarders in the world.
Contests are so crazy now,
bro.
I mean, if any contest I'm in it is going to be that one, just because it's like such a, you know, it's a core skate contest, like, you know. So, and everybody shows up to those ones. Like the people that don't even skate contests show up. So,
Seeing like Stefan and Brian Anderson.
Yeah, Brian Anderson skates like every year.
All day.
I mean, look at these. Like, it's just like Chris.
Yeah, fuck.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know. The Tampa M was funny, though, just because, like...
Well, everybody's so thirsty.
That's, yeah, exactly, like... I was just like, everyone was just snaking each other, just hectic. And I'm like, dude,
yeah. Dude, I saw footage. Was it the same year that you were just there? The best trick. It was like a mayhem going on for best trick am. Yeah. It was crazy. It's
too hectic.
Everybody's cutting each other off, dropping in at the same time. Like, yeah. It's coming both ways. Like, it just looked, bro, it looked insane.
Yeah, like, this isn't my wheelhouse, but
no.
It's cool to see. Appreciate it for sure. That's like, that takes a lot of skill.
How is that judging it? You're there all day.
AM is a lot longer process than the pros, because AMs, you have like the first day of like the qualifying, and that's like 100+ people skating.
Wow.
So that's a little long.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm so used to it now. It
goes by pretty fast.
It's just like I'm used to it. I won't say it goes by fast. I like doing it. I'm like super honored and proud to judge this contest for the last, like, was it 9 years now?
Wow.
Yeah, they hit me up. Dang. Yeah, I got thrown into it randomly, but I'm super proud and honored to do it.
Did you ever enter a Tampa Pro?
No, just the AM.
Oh, you
entered? I mean, the year I turned pro was the year I started judging it.
What?
Yeah, I turned pro when I was 30.
But speaking of, I wanted to bring this up earlier, but Kelly used to have this like instant messenger handle called the Man Skater.
Oh, we've talked about it.
When we were talking about that, yeah.
Yeah. And then I was a man am for a long time. I think I might win the Man Am contest.
Wait, is there a contest?
I don't know, but if there was,
should be one.
Yeah, and I would win.
Yep.
Hey, 30 years old. Anyone else turn pro after 30 that you know?
No.
Nah. Crickets.
I'm sure there I'm sure there has to be.
Yeah.
Comment below.
Yeah.
Yeah, who?
But wait, so you entered Tampa Am, though?
I entered Tampa Am like at least 2 or 3 times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The first time I did absolutely horrible. I fell, a kick turned, and I fell.
Oh, you kicked? Oh.
On a quarter pipe. Yeah.
On a quarter pipe.
Yeah. And thank God Tim O'Connor was commentating, because I knew Tim, so Tim didn't roast me that bad. But yeah.
Was it a front side kick turn or a backside kick turn? Like, how do you fall on a kick turn?
I guess. I was just turning around. And I was so nervous.
Yeah. It's slippery. It is nerve-wracking.
Yeah, no, I was just recovering from I broke my foot. It was my first like 2 months skating again. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll try it.
Yeah, I'll go win this contest.
And that's when Lenny stole the van.
Weren't we on like a trip? And Tampa was just one of the stops on the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to like Miami. That was the Miami trip.
Oh wow.
Where'd you guys go after Tampa?
We started Miami.
Yeah.
And then went to Tampa. And then I don't know if we went somewhere else.
What tour was it?
It was a KO trip.
KO trip. Yeah. Oh, so not just, so is that all the brands?
Yeah.
We didn't just go to Tampa. I remember it was like a couple Florida cities or something.
Joel Meinhold showed us around.
I think, was that the year me and Lenny got like wrestled in the mulch?
Who won?
Dude, we were hammered and we're like wrestling in mulch, and then I wake up and I have mulch in my eye and I couldn't open my eye all day, and it was like red.
No. Mulch?
Yeah, like tree mulch. It's like if you're walking toward Ybor, and it's like that, this parking lot on the right.
Oh goodness.
Shanny remembers. He was
I mean,
was like the TM on that trip.
Oh yeah, Shanny was TM. Lenny got arrested. Remember that on like a Friday night?
In Tampa?
No, in Miami.
Oh yeah,
he had weed on him. Oh. It was in a club, and he went to jail. And he had to sit in there all weekend. Got out on Monday, and we went to the ghetto banks. We went to the ghetto banks.
Someone remembered
him. And so he's like, and Blaine's like, yo. He's like, they were in jail together. And this guy walking by, he's like, yo, what up? Wow. He's like, I don't know, it's just so random, but yeah, he got out.
That's
but
pretty good.
Yeah, we're skating the spot, and he saw someone he knew in jail. Shout out to Lenny, man.
Yeah, you guys had him on here yet?
No, we haven't. He's down in San Diego, but it's a little far away. But
I'm always impressed with people that skate that spot. It's such a hard spot to skate. The ghetto banks.
I had a add on there.
What'd you do?
Switch front crook to regular.
Oh, you came out to regular.
Yeah, randomly. Like,
oh, to fake, like, to regular.
Yeah, gotcha. Fake, yeah. But regular.
Right.
What was that? What ad was that?
GK ad. Oh, actually. Yeah.
Was it on that same trip?
Yeah.
Oh. So it's right on the water. I don't remember. Right on the water.
It's the bank to what, like the ledge you grind and then go in like the little 4-foot bank in Miami.
It's like a, yeah.
That shit's not easy to skate.
It's gone now, yeah, I think. It's
yeah. Oh, it's gone.
RIP, yeah. I think it's
and oh. Didn't you skate over the wall into it? Didn't you nollie it?
No, that's different
spot. That's Barstow.
Oh, right? My bad.
Yeah, different spot.
Was that in?
The one in Miami, the one by the waterfront.
Oh, that's what they go right into the water right there?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. You're talking about the one in Barcelona?
He did nollie over that thing.
Yeah, but
okay, Jack. Too many nollies. No. The spot over the rail into that steep ass
bank in Barcelona.
The little, it's like not even a big bank either.
No, I know
it's
what
like
you're talking about. Yeah.
That's a spot.
No.
Oh.
This spot is in Miami.
Okay.
And it's like you roll and then you gap in. It was in the LRG, Give Me Money, Chico. If you want to pull it up.
Yeah. But he did do that same spot you're talking about, Chris.
Yeah.
He nollied and switch ollied into that thing.
Okay, wait. Pull that up, bro. What review was that in?
That was in parental. Well, the nollie was a 4-1. Really? Jack's back. And the switch ollie was in the parental advisory.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That spot is so gnarly. I don't know how. Like, I see people skate that thing all the time. It's like, it's insane.
Did you see Leo switch crook transferred into that? That was insane. So should you grind transfer into the bank?
What?
Leo
Bodolese's venture park.
Oh, okay. I was like, Leo Romero? What?
Oh, Leo Bodolese.
But you've seen, you know what I'm talking about.
I skated that too. Thing, because I didn't
pop shove it, right?
I did fakie and nollie pop shove it over it, but
into the bank or just over it?
You would just over it. I was like, how did you skate into it?
It's into
like
the bank.
He easily can clear it. But like you have to go so slow.
Yeah.
It's
to nollie. I think nollie might be scarier. Just to actually clear it? I don't know. You're crazy, dude. You do all. I always laugh at you because you're like, how do you still do this gnarly shit? Nollie flip 50-50 back when 80 out.
Dude, that spot's skatable again. I went there recently.
Did you do anything on it?
I wanted a fakie 5-0 it, but there's like a column that you have to like carve in. So you don't get to like go straight, like parallel with it.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, it's a really good ledge though. It's
which ledge?
This marble out ledge in like Berkeley campus.
Mm.
Miles just recently backtail kickflipped it.
Yeah, if you saw it, you would. Yeah,
it ends like head high. Yeah,
it looks tall, but yeah,
you did. Yeah, man.
You got Clipper under the belt. You got a couple legit
Hubba.
Oh yeah, switchback lip Hubba.
Oh yeah.
What else did you want?
I miss Hubba, dude.
Hubba wheels.
Yeah, Hubba wheels.
Did you ride for Hubba wheels?
No, actually.
They were breaking bread.
Yeah, they were.
I remember that.
That actually got me and Tony talking again was I reached out to him to ride for Hubba Wheels because we hadn't talked once I quit Lucky Skateboards. He like wouldn't talk to me.
Oh no.
And then
So then
I reached out. I was like, yo, what's up with Hubba? Like we talked about me getting back on Hubba, and then Gold Wheels ended up like, no, we'll match whatever they're offering. And then So I stayed with Gold Wheels. But that's kind of then me and Tony started talking again. Like that was the first time.
Oh, wow. You guys were like best buds now.
Yeah, I mean, I've known that dude for 20 something. I mean, we met when we were both 18.
Wow.
Like at college.
Wow. Oh, really?
At University of San Francisco, yeah.
Did you guys know, like, when you met him at college, did you know, like, who he was at that? No, you just randomly met.
I was looking at a handrail and he's like, hey, what's up, you skate?
Wow. You're like, yeah. It's like, you ever heard of Thrasher?
Yeah, no. I was funny because I had just given my footage. I went into FTC. I was like, "I have my sponsor tape. Who do I give it to?" And they're like, "We don't do that." But like,
oh,
that guy is Lucky Skateboards team manager. Give it to him.
Okay,
that was Marcel, and then I gave it to Marcel, and he's like, "All right, like thanks." And then never heard anything. And then I met Tony, and Tony's like, "Come on, I'm gonna go to the warehouse real quick." And like, I told him I'd give him my footage to Lucky. He's like, really? Like, let's go check it out. And we go into Lucky. And he's like, what's up? This guy gave you guys a footage tape? Let's watch that shit. And they're like, oh, yeah. And they, like, had to, like, find, like, and they're like, yeah, here it is. And then, like, put it on. And that's when they watched it for the first time. I think.
You had to watch it in front of them?
Yeah.
Had to walk in there, like, watch that.
Dude, they
shit.
Put it on, and, like, they all watched it. And I was like, all right. And they're like, get him some boards. Like,
wow.
And so, but obviously, because Tony was there, so, like, who would have known if he wasn't there? It would have been like, whatever, throw it in the trash.
Wow.
Was all that footage in their sponsor me tape from DC or is it out in?
No, it was actually from Indonesia.
Oh, wow. What the?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, some of it was. Wait, Dude, I don't even remember. No, I think it was actually Indonesia because I didn't know anybody at that time. Like, I just moved to SF, and okay. I just had all my, like, best footage from Indonesia. Because we used to make videos of our, of ourselves, like, of each other, like, mm-hmm. in high school. We'd film each other, and then I'd edit the videos, and, like, we did, like, video premieres.
Really?
And, yeah, we rented out this club one time. It was super fun. Like, premiered this video. It was, like, our senior year in high school, so it was, like, our last bang, you know? Like, we put together this video. And we were sponsored by a Girl in Chocolate, like, distributor in Indonesia.
Yeah, but wait, are these on YouTube?
Yeah. You could look up. One's called Dream Sequence.
Okay.
And another one's called Amnesia.
And you edited. Which one do you think is your better part?
Probably Dream Sequence.
Dream Sequence? Okay. Yeah. Let's check it out.
Can we look this up? Yeah. This
is I want to see, see some Jack Kerr.
Any of the other dudes in the video still roll around and shit?
I mean, the Indonesian skaters do.
Yeah.
The Indo skaters still do. Like, I had two friends. One was from Texas. One was from, like, New York area. And they don't really skate anymore. But I still talk to them. Still good friends.
Well, yeah, there was they used to work at the pizza shop, right?
Yeah, Mark and David.
Yeah. You guys still hang out?
Yeah, Mark moves in. He actually lives in Miami now.
Oh, okay.
And my other friend lives in Texas. But we still talk.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's called Dream Sequence, like Indonesia Escape Video or something.
I don't know what's going on back there. What's going on back there?
What's happening? I just went to the bathroom.
Oh. Here we go. Dream Sequence.
Roger, you read my mind. Can I?
Please. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just his voice coming. Like,
Indonesia.
Dream Sequence. Indonesia Escape Video.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
You did the titling too?
Yeah.
No. Like way. So,
Final Cut Pro. Dude.
Yeah, I love that.
I think it was like glitching because I didn't have enough RAM for my computer. Bro, so when I exported it, it was like so fucking.
Probably took you so long.
I was majorly influenced by like photosynthesis.
I can tell. Oh, dude, this is like.
I know we probably can't play the audio, but do you remember what song you skated to?
It's some backpacking underground hip hop.
Hard.
So, okay.
All right, so yeah, here I am.
Four star.
There's a Mariano board.
You got some action.
So we drive around Jakarta and just like find these spots.
Damn, he had the 4-star fucking little jersey kit.
This was in Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay.
So I went to like a summer program at RISD. Got the guys action
those
jeans. Action jeans.
Oh wow.
Oh wait, what year? Wait.
Yeah, that was Providence. Yeah,
Jack.
Wait, run that back.
This is like 90.
What year is this?
Oh, what the fuck would you do there?
99.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
Why were you in Providence?
I went to the summer course at RISD because I was like really into graphic design. That's what I wanted to study was graphic design.
Yeah.
Aesthetics board.
Is that aesthetics board? Yeah.
Like I haven't been there in probably like a year, but yeah.
Kayless ones.
Is that what you went to school for in San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, so this was your
right there.
This was your sponsor me tape?
For the most part? I took like the best stuff, maybe. I don't even remember what I gave them.
I mean, this is all good, dude.
Oh, you were killing
Walkman.
It.
Yeah, Walkman.
The selfie? Oh, that's sick.
That's
Walkman's are super popular, bro. Oh,
dude, that spot looks dope.
Dude, the random damn.
That's Jakarta.
That
hubba,
yeah.
Nolly no slide.
Damn,
that thing looks sick.
Dan, did you go up to Boston at that time at all, or was it just muscle prof?
Just Rhode Island.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Well, here's the seaport. Seaport. Yeah. Josh Kalis, best fakie flip.
Oh yeah. Wow.
The glitch.
Totally. God damn it, Ram.
Sean Shepard.
Four star pants.
Damn, dude.
That spot looks rad. Those tiles look smooth.
So how old were you in this? Like
16.
Sick.
Dude, I got the Adidas shirt on with the Kalises.
Yeah, dude. Gotta get my tags up.
dude, it looks just like Grayson, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy.
For sure. This school is still good. Like we went back. When I had the colorway, I went back. And so I got to skate some of the old spots.
In Jakarta.
Wow. Went back to that college.
It looks like some really dope spots.
Yeah, so they got a good skate scene out there.
Yeah, it's growing too.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's not a destination, I feel like. No. Like nobody goes there on a skate
trip. A crew
trip.
Would go there probably be like, this is rough. Like the traffic's insane. Especially now, like, and spots are few and far between.
Gotcha.
You'd have to have like a tour guide, just like how Anthony does for everybody else, you know, when you go to China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Claire Ball. Wow.
Yeah, Claire Ball.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Let's get into the end.
I love this, bro. This is sick.
I've never seen this before. This is awesome.
Me neither.
That's Singapore. That's Providence.
Singapore. Prov.
Do you ever Wow. Do you ever post any of this stuff?
SF. I don't even have it. Like, I don't know how to digitize it.
Okay.
Wow.
Damn.
Didn't you do that again?
Yeah.
You did it because I remember it was a pack of lunch video or something?
Logic.
Oh, it was Logic. Yeah.
I learned that the day. I remember that.
Nolly Hill Crook. I mean, this is it's just the homies filming, right?
Yeah.
That's so sick.
That was tight.
What about you?
Yeah, you got any old videos?
Your little sponsor.
It should be like a segment in the Nine Club.
I know.
Pull up like
little sponsor
your first sponsor
tape.
Yeah.
Sponsor me. I don't think I ever came out
with that. What about a homie video?
The first part I probably put out was for that board brand Raw.
Raw?
Yeah, Ready Amongst Willing.
Okay.
That's what it's still for. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Ready
Amongst Willing.
Amongst Willing. Yeah. Okay.
And they have a lot of like...
Is it the OG Raw videos. Video 2014?
No, no, it wouldn't be that one. It'd be, what was it even called? It might have just been called, like, the Raw video.
The Raw video?
They had a few videos up before that, that, like, the Wisdom Brothers had.
What about footage. Orchard Stone? No.
That would be a little bit later, too.
A little
too.
Bit later. Let's see if he has something.
Oh, yeah, I got the New Balance commercial after this.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, and that's our homie Lee Madden, made all those videos. He's still like around the city filming VX here and there.
The Raw video 2014 right there at
that's
the top.
That's probably it, yeah.
Really?
Dude, 2014, that's or crazy. Second. That's 10 years ago.
10 years, bro.
That just sounds
doesn't
like,
feel like that long at all.
It does not feel like it was that long ago.
I think that would have been the
this
first.
Whole like 20, since 2020 started, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
How are we already 2024? Like,
yeah,
it's a whole new day. Like that.
Oh, here we go.
Wait, why is it so small?
Oh, yeah, that was just like a little format.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no, my homie James was like getting hooked up for this board, Brennan, and I would just go up to the city on the bus with him a bunch.
It's all VX?
Yeah.
And this is all in like Boston area?
Yeah, this is all Boston. It's basically all like downtown. And
this spot is not skatable anymore, is it?
It is. There's one knob on that we need to take off, but it's still skatable.
Oh, wow.
Reminds me of the beach. Santa Monica, just because of the rounded ledges.
Oh,
like,
that's what you're saying.
So, I was like, it's
not quite the beach.
No, but they're,
those have been,
they're
like,
so difficult to skate, though. Like,
they are
rounded
weird.
Ledges.
Those have been around for forever, too. They were skated.
Yes. So, Sammy switch flip back tail.
I just saw that. I think he just posted that.
Yeah, dude, Blatant Nostalgia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was posting a bunch of Boston stuff recently.
Wait, that's it?
No, I think this homie Dylan Bus, he actually lives out here now.
Okay.
Has a couple of tricks.
Oh, in the middle of the part?
Yeah.
There's eggs, right?
There's eggs.
Dude, random thing the other day, we did a live show, and after the show, like right when we get done, Jerry Fowler just walks in.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like talking about OG Boston.
Yeah.
Man. And Roger too, man.
Oh,
Roger
was
holding
Roger.
Roger had a skate shop out there.
Damn. What was it called?
Positive.
Oh, damn. I know.
You heard of it?
No, I don't think I've even heard of that before.
Oh, you think you were born then?
No, definitely.
Where is Raj?
He's in the back. He's right behind you, yeah. Oh,
okay. I'm in the bathroom. Yeah.
He's in
the
bathroom. He had some chili earlier.
That was probably like Maximus days and some shit like that.
DC's here?
DC.
Yep.
So it's just right when you started getting DGK. Oh, you're on Raw at this point.
Yeah, no, I wasn't getting DGK boards at the time.
It's a Raw video. Is Raw still around or not?
No, not really.
No.
The dudes are still in Boston, and like occasionally they'll put out like a shirt or something, but no. It's...
Oh, wait, this is interesting. This is Eggs, right?
No, so that
it looks
is,
like it.
That's the Harvard Fountain.
Right here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a different spot.
Gotcha.
Wait, is that where the step-up ledges are?
Yeah.
I can see it kind of in the background, but it's probably not the same one.
No, there's another one coming like
the other
adjacent.
Way. Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, the first one.
This is it, huh? This is what started it all.
Yeah.
Brian Reed, everybody.
I love watching this because the VX fits the screen.
Yeah.
It's not like condensed in or whatever. Like, I like this.
That rail.
Oh, that was the OG spot, right?
MIT.
Yeah.
Back lip.
Is that thing still around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still there.
Still there.
Wow.
Still skate it.
They skated that in like
I think didn't
World PJ Lads World.
Yeah, one for Horrible Life. Yeah. Yeah.
I think Bennett Neils just did some down that just recently. I think. Or Neils Bennett, excuse me.
This is sick.
Yeah, it was good editing.
Yeah, Lee's like all of his VX videos have been super, super on point over the years. They've gotten better and better too.
What's his name?
Lee Madden.
Lee Madden. Yeah. Is he still around?
Yeah.
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 Still making videos?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Not as often, but
gotcha.
So Tim's like the dude out there now, right? Out in Boston?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Tim holds it down.
He would always, he hits me up. I'd be like, who do you want on the nightclub? And he'd be like, always say your name. He's like, get Brian on the show. Right. So I'm glad we made it happen.
Thompson Bond.
Thompson Bond. What look at that name.
James.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Missed it.
Yeah.
Parents missed it.
Yeah. Could've you been, had your chance.
Could have been James Bond.
Oh, Thompson. Nope. Done.
Nope.
James is his middle name.
Yeah. Thompson James Bond.
Imagine being James Bond.
I know.
There's definitely someone named James
Bond. You already know.
I'm like, your parents know that. James Bond.
They're like, what's your name? You're like, James Bond. You're like, no,
James.
Serious. Like, what's like your
Bond.
Name?
James Bond. James
Bond. Bond. James Bond. I like it shaken, not stirred.
Wait, what was your Instagram? We were talking about his Instagram names.
Oh, it was, I deleted it earlier. It was Basmati Brian. I like to cook, so I'll...
Basmati rice.
I really do like some white
but
rice.
But what do we need to...
Basmati Brian.
But what do you mean you deleted it? What do you mean? That used to be your handle? Basmati...
It's just like the name you can put underneath. Like, I don't change like the actual handle. No, I'll just put random food shit sometimes.
Basmati Brian?
Basmati Brian. Ragu Reed. Yeah, that was Ragu Reed for a bit.
Ragu Reed, that's pretty dope.
So... balsamic reduction I had up there for a bit. Just completely fried shit.
Balsamic Benny or Brian Balsamic.
Yeah,
Brian.
Good one.
So you like to cook?
I do, yeah.
Ah, how'd you get into that?
Wanting to
get
eat.
Get hungry, yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of people go, they don't get into cooking when they're hungry. They go buy some shit. Especially nowadays, I feel like cooking is like a lost art form.
I
don't
know why, actually. No, I feel like I started like just like cooking when I was like a little kid.
What's your dish? Like, if you have a go-to dish you want to cook, it's your favorite meal, you're like, damn, this is always turns out bomb. Is it, like, ragu?
Probably some, like, Jamaican curry chicken.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Some jerk chicken, good. Probably.
Okay.
I'm not the best at making it, but it's usually pretty fire.
Oh. Yeah. Don't you play the saxophone, too?
I do. I played a lot more, like, when I was in high school and stuff. I've been slacking pretty hard.
What, you got good at it, though? Like, you could play some tunes?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
You can sing, too. We've been singing.
Oh, singing some shit.
You've been singing on this trip?
We've been singing on this trip.
I'm like always singing, actually.
What? What kind of, what are we singing, though? Are we singing, like...
I'm just singing the music.
Freestyle? Or, like, you actually sing...
No, I, like, sing.
No, I'll sing. Like to like music in the car and shit.
Yeah, like sing.
Oh, I thought you were gonna sing right now.
Yeah. Oh no, yeah. I'm not like a singer. I'm not good at it or anything, but no.
You guys both sing together?
Don't ask me to sing.
I was trying to harmonize. You know, I was like, what kind of music do you like? Nah, I would like to.
So you're singing along with the lyrics.
Yeah, that's no, what
you're
I'm not saying. Like
you're not like
I'm
you don't hear like a beat songs. And you start singing.
No.
So okay. Wait, do you like karaoke?
No, I'm too nervous. I've done it. I'll do it if I'm like, yeah, surprisingly. I guess I get a couple drinks in me, I'll do it. But,
that's usually how people get fired up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is so true.
I have a couple friends who like really like karaoke, but I'm not usually going.
See, my mom's a big karaoke buff. I'm like, I don't like doing that, you know?
It's weird. You're Chris Cole. I don't like it.
Huh? Chris Cole.
I know, but he was. I wasn't singing.
Oh, he was.
He was. Yeah. I was cheering him on.
The only two in the karaoke. Jerron and Chris Cole.
Wait, so you said saxophone?
Mm. Why saxophone?
My dad had bought one before I was born, and he didn't play it.
Oh,
so it was just there.
Oh, so you grabbed it?
Yeah.
Did you just start playing it, or did you get to take lessons, or was it a school thing?
I didn't take lessons, and just in school.
Oh,
just
school.
Joined like band.
Oh, so you'd like bring your saxophone to school?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I did band up until 10th grade, and then they were trying to make you do marching band to be in band. Mm. So I quit band. I still did. There was like two separate ones. It was jazz band, and then there was the one. So I just did the jazz, and so many kids were like quitting because no one wanted to march, like. It sucks. You have to stay after school. You have to be there for all the football games and stuff. And I was trying to skate.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
I was like, this is just too much time to commit to that. So then they dropped the requirement. So then I played again in like my senior year.
Oh.
But
did you play sports in high school?
No, not in high school. No. I played football until like sixth grade.
Oh. Really? What position? Wide receiver?
Cornerback.
Cornerback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Defense. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Defense. Nice. I did running back a little bit, but I literally was like the second smallest person on the team and like all through. Like I didn't grow until I think like 10th grade. I was tiny.
What do you mean?
Like it was me and this kid, Jeremy Martin, were like the shortest kids.
Oh, okay.
But Jeremy Martin.
But wait a minute. You're pretty tall though. You walked in here. What are you, like 6 foot now?
Yeah.
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 So you grew up later.
Yeah, later.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't your dad a bodybuilder or something?
He did competitions. My mom did too.
Mom did, yeah.
He's
a crazy athlete. Like
my dad used to be like a ridiculously good football player, but he got knee injuries.
Mm, yeah. Damn.
It'd be like that.
But wait, so how did you even get into skating then? Like if you're doing all this stuff.
So like where I live is the skate park is like right next to the rec center. So literally, it's weird how close a lot of my family lives. Like, I'm here. I would, like, ride my bike across. It's, like, my grandmother's. Then I would go through the woods, and my aunt and uncle live right there. And I would just go literally down their street and, like, up a hill. And that's where, like, the skate park and rec center was.
Mm.
So I would just, like, end up hanging out at the park and stuff. And then I kind of just ended up being there more than that.
Okay.
Park and shit.
Yeah. You just picked it up. And how old were you?
Oh, fuck. I was probably going over there when I was, like, 5 or 6.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, wow. Wow.
7.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because it was super close. Like, I could just go.
And what was your first board?
The first board was super random. I found it at a track meet my sister was doing cheerleading at. It was in the woods. Like, yeah, no, literally, it was, like, in the woods. And I was, like, I saw it. I saw it, and it was, like, pretty beat. Like, it was probably there for a bit. And I, like, looked at my mom. I was like, what's up with that thing? Could I have it? And she's just like, no, like, that's probably someone's, like, here right now. Mm. And then she's just like, if it's still there when we leave, like, 4 or 5 hours later, she's like, yeah, just take it.
Okay.
So,
nice. Do you remember, like, what it was, though?
Yeah, it was, I don't know what the deck was because it was pretty beat.
Okay.
But it was these Crux trucks. They were, like, supposed to look like, almost, like, bedazzled.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And they were black Hubba wheels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Talking about Hubba earlier.
Yeah.
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 That was the first setup.
And what was the actual first board you got? Like, when you knew what kind of board it was? I'm just curious because, like,
I just kept the trucks and wheels and all that stuff. And then.
Rid of the bedazzled trucks.
Yeah. I ran those for a while. And it was this mystery skateboard it was almost like a Kraken. And it looked like it was drawn in, like, pencil.
Mystery.
Mystery skateboard. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that was the first one I bought. And then I remember really liking this, like, wood grain Guy Mariano board. And that's, like, the first one I remember, like, being, like, super, super hyped on.
Right,
that was
right.
The one.
What about skate videos growing up?
Damn, I had to think about that for a second. But I just remember going to the skate shop, and they would have, like, you know, they would send all those promo DVDs, like, just in, like, the paper sleeve.
Like, the sleeves, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, they would just give me a stack of them, you know? No. I remember one of them was like, it was like a Quicksilver promo video, and I think Dylan Reeder had a part in it.
Okay. Did you even watch videos when you were a kid, really?
I would, yeah, for sure.
I feel like the young kids I talk to now,
it didn't seem like
skate videos aren't like a big part of their inspiration.
For sure. No. Yeah.
YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
I guess when I was that age, I don't think there was much on YouTube yet, for like at least for skateboarding.
Yeah,
but
because that's what's different is like back then we all watched the same videos because those were the only ones out.
Yeah,
where now it's like every kid has their own lane. They discover skateboarding through YouTube or whatever.
There's so many different ways and genres out there that you can kind of go down. Yeah, you know what I mean.
So they don't like videos don't have as much impact, I guess, anymore.
I feel like some do, but some don't.
Yeah,
yeah,
they come and go. So.
It totally depends.
I mean, they get forgotten in like 3 months.
True.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Well, they don't live for a long time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Not like, I mean, we'd watch videos over and over and over again.
Oh, you'd know every click, every clack, every wheel noise. You'd know everything about that video.
Like if I watch Photosynthesis right now, I could tell you every single trick, like almost in every order.
Right.
Like.
Right.
Yeah.
Shit don't hit like that no more.
There's a kid out there that has watched Jack Curtin's part that we just watched, the Jakarta video. What was it called?
Dream Sequence.
Dream Sequence. And he knows every trick that Jack Curtin does.
His whole identity. His whole identity.
You know why? Because I came out in 2001. 2000. But we have a present, actually, for speaking of clips that are rewatched over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. This is a good time. Okay.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Present a gift for the show. Hey.
He's going over there to get it, retrieve it.
This is a gift from you two?
This is a gift from Daughters and Us.
Daughters and Jack.
Wow. I think this is the first time. A video clip?
We haven't had any gifts like for a minute.
What do we got?
Man.
Let's see how. Is it a fakey Trey, fakey Manny?
No. Shut up, dude.
That's so sick.
I don't know how to prop this up.
No way, dude.
You got to put that on the other side.
Who's other video did we have playing in the background, Raj? Remember that?
No, it was Terry Kennedy.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Well, sure.
Wait, so
where's the switch flip man?
It's right here. Well, this one Lance Mountain drew.
Oh, okay.
He drew a flip.
I mean, it's no Lance Mountain art.
It's no Lance Mountain art.
Thank you, guys.
So wait, this is a gift as in they're leaving this year,
man? Yeah.
What?
Oh, damn.
Let's go.
Now Kelly can have it in front of
his. Yo, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jack.
John needs his clip.
Thank you, daughters.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, John.
What would your clip be?
I don't got a clip on that,
but what would it be though?
I don't know.
Can you see?
You don't have to. It doesn't have.
I don't know.
It doesn't have to be a stage clip.
This is my proudest moment of the show, right?
Oh,
now.
Oh yeah, only slow motion trick in mouse.
That's what would probably be the only slow motion.
Should I put it right here?
That would work.
Did we confirm that though? Did we confirm that that is the only slow mo trick in mouse?
Wait,
it
what?
Is. Yes, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
What? I didn't realize. I thought only in drawings.
No. Only slow mo clip in mouse.
Holy shit! I didn't know that until somebody told me. I was like, what? Really?
But have we confirmed that? Have we watched the
Jaron's varial heel flip?
Switch varial heel over the table.
Switch varial heel. My shit.
Wait, don't get away from my.
This is amazing.
All right,
no, we're moving on.
Chris, come on. Chris is
let's not get away from my present right here.
Let's not move on.
I've been waiting this my 7 years for this moment.
We were actually there earlier today.
That's so good.
No, I do not. I do not consent. I'm not consent.
We were just there, and I like walked up to him, just like, "What the fuck?"
He's like, man. "I could totally do that."
Yeah, just kidding.
I'm just kidding. No, is it on a loop though?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
like,
so sick.
It's like 5 hours or something like that.
Damn. Oh, longer than Chris's, dude.
You know what? It's a shame that thing's gonna break as soon as you guys do it. It's a shame. I don't know what's gonna happen. It's a shame.
It's an old iPad, so the battery will run out.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Good, thanks, DGK. Thanks, Brian, Jack, daughters.
Yeah, that's a really cool gift.
In the future, we're going to approve. I got to approve gifts in the future, you know. So, yeah, I can't. But yeah, this is, go ahead.
They didn't give me a stand for it, though, so I have to hold it the whole time.
Can you prop
those? Wait, how do you prop those?
I have to hold it the whole time.
I don't know. See, you're more tech than I am.
Yeah, dude.
All right, Dove.
You got to put it on the desk. You got to put it behind you.
No, put it right here.
Okay, well, so we'll stop cutting to Kelly. Sorry, I'm drunk. Right there.
Oh, I do want
to.
So
go ahead. I'm
only slow mo trick in mouse.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Oh, yeah.
But I'm wondering if, like,
it's something you never thought about, though. Because
I never. All right,
we'll watch the video.
We'd have to watch the whole video, but that's crazy if it was.
We got homework.
I've watched it the whole video the other day.
There was no other slow mo trick.
No, not at all. I don't think there's even slow mo.
That was so sick.
I wonder. That's crazy.
Yep. It's like, cost too much back then.
Is that your trick, though?
I know, right? We can only have one.
Do you think that would be your trick if you did?
I'll take that one. That's fine.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's your switch flip, Manny?
I'll take it.
Okay.
What else am I going to use? You got something in mind?
I don't know. John, like, don't, let's not be. You've had a lot of tricks.
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to sit here and think about it. And
The line where you put your foot down?
That's a great line.
Yeah.
Yeah, it slopes up down a little bit.
Oh yeah, the foot.
Oh, you can do that too. That's fine. I did that.
That's fine. No, thank you, guys. Well, damn, this is a good iPad too. I don't even have an iPad.
Yeah, first sick. iPad.
Well, there you go, man. Take that thing home with you, man.
We got that thing out of here.
I love
hella glare.
A lot of glare.
I went by the NBA office the other day, and I like purposely wore my Celtics jersey. I walk in, they're just like, "Get the fuck out of here, dude!" Like, leave. I don't even want to touch you, man.
Well, there's a like, because New Balance is in Boston, so they got to have some Celtics.
Owner is a huge Celtics fan.
But the West Coast office,
the office is all Lakers, right?
I don't think I've seen Rothmeyer without a Laker.
Yeah, he's a Laker all day. He got season tickets, I believe.
Does he?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, yeah, I went to a game with him.
Me and him.
Wow, I got to go to Lakers Celtics game out here with him. Man. Oh, shit.
This shit is crazy this year because Boston's fucking shit up right now, man.
Oh, yeah.
We scared. They might get their little championship before us.
They better.
Because we both got 17. We both got 17.
I think you tied it.
I'm pretty sure we did in the bubble.
You guys don't need any more.
No, we do. We need more.
You have too many recent ones. We've been in a drought.
This is going to be the one. I mean, you guys got the best record at the moment, so.
Yeah, we've been.
Wait, when was the last championship that Boston had?
2008.
Yeah. You know? That was nuts, dude. That's the Lakers and them were battling, dude.
I wonder how much you got paid to say that by Adidas.
Oh, man.
Remember when he screamed, "Anything's possible," when he won? Because that was like Adidas' slogan.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
So, like, yeah, you dropped the slogan, we give you an extra mil.
Damn. Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, I'll scream that right now. Yeah, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
We got now.
Oh, yeah. Which one is it? What's it called?
I think it is.
Or DJK All Day. One of those two.
Called We Got Now.
We Got Now.
See what I mean?
How did we not figure that out?
Marina Gabriella, New Balance, We Got Now.
We Got Now. Let's see the cover. Oh, it's her face. Let me see. Let's see if we can find it.
Oh, damn. I do remember the first video now. It was one of those, it was a Circa promo.
Mm. Oh, it's time.
It wasn't the full video though.
Oh.
Like, cause you had to like buy the DVD. It was literally a free one that like came
type
with like,
oh, it's like a promo. Yeah.
Yeah, it's promo. The one they would play. Oh, I'm like spin. Oh, it's the one they would play on like the shop TV.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a loop, basically, of like some stuff in it, I think.
M-A-R. Yeah, oh, there it is.
I'm trying to think what it was.
Oh, but this is a 15-second version.
Well,
is there a longer version?
There is, but...
Yeah, for sure there's a longer one of like all the sports kind of together.
So she's like, you know, waiting to get her... Oh, there we go.
Oh. Oh, she's waiting in line.
Damn.
Nolly back tail hard.
And she's like, get out the way. I'm fitting a bus.
We got Ooh. Now. Nice. But you weren't in that one.
That was him nollyback tailing.
In the back and there.
Wait, what? Hold
on. But yeah, this edit was in like, they showed every sport and then this was like.
Bro,
like,
Jack,
didn't Diago do nolly heel back toe on that?
Why you gotta bring that up?
Bro? Yeah.
But you were saying this is the one that's only online?
Yeah.
Right. Jack, that is gnarly.
Oh, no, it was
nollyback tail on that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
that thing's gnarly.
And he's right there. He's like, I could do that.
He doesn't know yet.
He's like, just plotting. Like, I'm going to come back and nollie heel.
Do you ever skate that spot really anymore?
I hate that spot.
I mean, I feel like you've been there, you're skating there for years. It's kind of
the worst. Yeah, the ledges are so bad. It's always windy.
I remember
the curve ledge is kind of fun.
Do people have been fucking that shit up?
If you have a trick for it, it's a cool spot.
Do you ever skate 4th and Army anymore?
Yeah, that's fun, but it's like, it's also, it's really rough. The ground, it sucks. It's like a skate area, but the ground sucks.
Yeah, like sandpaper.
Yeah. Oh, those metal ledges?
Mm-hmm.
What about the new spot that they built out there?
Yeah, the plaza.
The plaza.
Really cool.
That thing looks rad.
It looks super fun. Just right down the hill from my apartment, too.
Oh, sick.
So, yeah, I can just skate there. And it's cool, man. They're trying to keep it clean, which is good, and it's working, I guess, trying to keep the space cleaner. And
is it fun though? Is it like
It's fun and it's hard. Like it's not like a skate park. It's like kind of like feels like a street spot.
No. Oh, no, I love that.
Yeah,
we need more parks like that.
Yeah, like the bricks are. I mean, the hip is made out of brick, and like everything's kind of on a slight hill, and like you're grinding real granite ledges. Everything's like real granite, so it feels and like it's downtown. It doesn't look like a skate park with a fence around it. So
right.
It's
like, you know, downtown. That's what I like. But you do have people walking through it though because they don't know.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And like wheelchairs or whatever, like they're just cruising through.
Is that annoying or is it like, is it totally like,
it is, but chilling?
But it gives you that city vibe.
Yeah.
Though, right?
It's like, it's part of the city. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a video of them building it.
Yeah. Are clips valid?
To wait, like a real video part?
Yeah, you're gonna use use a clip?
I mean, I don't know. It's like a skate park, really.
But the only thing you might be able to is that flat bar.
So, if you did something like, Grant Taylor's 50-50 around it was amazing.
It's like around like the tree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flagpole, no?
Is it a pole or something?
It's a tree? Know. Actually, it might be a flagpole. You're right. It might be a flag.
Oh, so they press those in. Yeah, okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah, Austin Canfouche.
Yeah, he's a man.
Yeah.
I love the way that they built that. Rips. I think every city, I don't know.
They did this in like 3 months, which is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they rushed it for this like event with all these political leaders were coming to San Francisco. So they like.
Oh, that's when they cleaned the city.
Emergency to clean up. Yeah. The President Xi, the Chinese president came.
Right.
They have never cleaned up like that before, ever.
Bro, like, I don't know where all the homeless people went for 2 weeks. Like they just
went
tucked
away.
Tucked them under a carpet.
Went away.
Under a carpet.
Bought them a bus ticket. Come back 2 weeks.
I think there needs to be a lot more places like this.
I think it's a good test. I mean, I think it's the city was really blown away by like the response and how well the space is being used by like, you know, girl skaters come and families and, you know, like.
Love that.
It's just a community now.
That's rad.
And it's also like, I feel like just skateboarders being there like keeps shit in check. Like Eggs, if there's not skateboarders there all the time, it just comes like a homeless fucking hang out.
But. Right.
Damn.
That's one thing that I think that, Frank, that's one thing I think that a lot of cities, you know, you see all the DIY stuff and it used to be like a shithole and now the skaters have like made their own thing and cleaned it up and it kind of pushes the riffraff away, kind of.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
Yeah, man. I need to pull up soon.
Oh, it's right next to the library, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's that fake brick. Yeah, shout out for them to do that. This is sick. I want to go up there and skate it. But you said it's hard to skate?
I mean, it's like, it's not like Stoner. We're Stoner, like we were at Stoner today and everything's like immaculate.
Perfect,
you know, like
right.
This is a little more
grimier.
Rougher and grimier.
Okay. Like,
the hip's hard and the ledge is kind of chunky. Not just that one, the other ones are good.
Okay. I wonder why it's chunky. Think people just started skating it too soon, maybe?
Maybe, it's just the slappy curb's chunky.
Right. But you would think that would be the least chunkiest.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a slappy curb? Like
he's just bashing trucks.
Well, everyone's skating curbs now.
Yeah, true.
It's like, that's the cool thing.
Well, because sometimes you have to let this shit cure.
I heard a funny quote. It was like, everyone's skating curbs their whole 20s. They're going to have nothing to learn when they're 40.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck.
That's pretty good.
Like, I didn't know how to slappy till like way later.
Me neither.
I still don't.
Yeah. Dude.
I've seen you slappy, bro.
Well, now
slappy
I can.
Crook. Like, yeah, that's like
still, you know, it's okay.
I can't do any front side slappy. That shit makes no sense.
It looks scary.
Yeah.
My ankles are going to fold or something, you know?
I just hit it and fly over every time.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can eat shit trying to slappy front side.
Oh,
you
dude. Know?
I remember we went, did a little session when an LD came. And LD had never really done slappies when we all went there. Mm-hmm. And LD's like, oh, dude, hell yeah, let's do this. And he just goes full force and just dies into it. And I'm like, I thought the same thing, dude. Like, that stuff's not easy.
The day he put on the rollerblades, right?
He put on the rollerblades, too. He fucking kind of killed in the rollerblades,
too. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is sick, man. I'm stoked for all you guys with that shit. This shit.
Yeah, that looks fun.
That looks crazy. Fun. Like, when the opening, the mayor was there and, like, all these city officials.
Oh, there's Jack.
Hey,
sorry about your 49ers, dude. That was my God. That was a crazy one.
Horrible.
That was.
They had
in the bag.
I just saw the 49ers like, hat. I was like, oh, fuck.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Where but you guys go to some bar, it looks like, all the time when you watch those games?
Yeah, we go between two or three bars. Like, one's right next to my house, Aces.
Oh, yeah.
That one's super fun. But this one, we went to this OG like bar that's, like, only, like, SF fans go to, and it's all, like, OGs, like, blue-collar workers. There's no out-of-towners, you know? It's just, like, OG SF fans. But, yeah, it was rough. It was packed, but it was a depressing scene at the end.
Mm. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Very rough.
That one little play at the end, man.
Bro. The whole feel. I mean, the mixed extra point is what screwed us.
Yeah, true.
Talk about football. You know, can I do a bathroom break?
Yeah. No, let's just wrap it up, dude. Oh, this has been great. Yeah, man. I mean, dude, Brian, bro, congrats on everything.
Yeah,
dude.
Bro. Yeah.
This has been incredible, bro. Nice to meet you finally.
Nice to meet you too.
And Jack, I haven't seen you in a while, dude. Come back anytime. You guys are more than welcome. But Let's give you some Nine Club stuff if you want to take back with you. Hopefully you got enough room in the suitcase. Okay. Kelly, we do the honors.
What sizes, you guys?
Large.
Large?
Yeah, same.
So we're working on... What did you say? Is there a New Balance video coming? What are we doing over there?
Is there a DGK video coming? I think, yeah, there's a DGK coming, I think. Okay. We're starting to work on the next video.
Sick.
Hopefully by the end of the year. And then New Balance is working on a full length with like Tiago, Jamie Foy, and Westgate. Like full parts.
Wow. Maybe heavy headed.
Cookie dough. That's going to be good.
But are you guys going to be involved with it? Or yeah, just a
team probably. But those dudes have been traveling. Like Westgate and Tiago, they've been like traveling, filming for like the last year.
That's going to be good, bro. So
be he's good been one. On one too.
Yeah, sure, he stays home. On one. Yeah.
Do you guys ever skate with him in person?
Who? Which one?
Tiago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never skated with him in person.
What?
No.
Pretty impressive, man.
Yeah, he's next level, bro.
It's crazy though, because he'll like, I've seen him just like chill, you know, feeling it out. Mm. And then like, you're like, I don't think he's going to skate. And then all of a sudden he's just like doing the craziest shit you've ever seen. You're like, oh, okay, fuck.
He's gnarly.
I mean, my favorite was watching him skate the pier. Like when he'd come up filming for his new shoe color or shoe commercial, he came to SF for like two or three trips and not even filming. He was just skating the pier, doing manuals up the block, up the pad, like switch Manny, switch heel, boom, switch heel Manny, boom, switch heel nose Manny, boom, like fakie shove, like everything just perfect, not even moving on the manuals, like switch front crooking up the ledge, like the long way, all the way to the end, popping out. Like that was a treat to just watch him skate pier.
I got a little sample of him when they did this commercial he did with Roan. Yeah. You know, that little collaboration. Man, just 2 days of going out and skating with him, I'm like, dude, he is just very special talent, bro. It's crazy.
I did a trip up to Montreal. It was just me at the time, so like I linked with some of the Dimeheads.
Okay.
And Tiago was there. I don't know what he was doing. Something for them.
Was it maybe like the Game of Skate stuff that he was doing back then, maybe?
Yeah, he was like filming something or something, but...
Oh yeah, he was up there a lot skating with the Dime dudes.
Yeah, we all went bowling, and they were like, "Oh, Tiago, you ever bowl?" He's like, "Nah, never." First throw, strike.
I'm like, "Damn!"
Just started dying laughing. I was just like, "A fucking course, man."
Just good at everything.
I was like, "Oh,
why are you so good at everything, man?" Golf? You guys play golf at all?
I do.
Yeah?
Hell yeah, Jay.
I want to play.
Yeah,
we got to get out one time.
Yeah, I hit the range, but
Jack's been. Have you been playing for a long ass time?
Like 10 years now?
Damn.
Maybe more than that. I started when I was 26, so yeah, more than that. I go off and on, but yeah.
You got your clubs and everything?
Yeah.
Dude, I went to the driving range. I used to play a lot, right? Mm-hmm. I got my Wilson clubs.
Hey.
You know, Wilson. And, bro, I put my glove on, and it was disintegrating as I was using it. It was just falling apart. That's how long
it just sits in your bag, like molded.
It was just fucking just falling apart. By the time it didn't even do any good having that thing on, but it was fun.
Yeah. Super dope. Didn't you go to that little Ray Mate? Didn't he put together some like golf soiree?
Yeah, the Hypebeast golf tournament. Yes. That was awesome. That was in June.
Yeah, I think I was going to go, but I think it was... on the day we were filming, so I couldn't make it.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that was super fun. That actually got me sparked on golf again.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Shout out to Ray Mate, bro. He's the fucking man.
They're doing Hype Golf. It's like a whole branch under Hypebeast.
Yep.
So it's cool.
It's flourishing, too. It seems like it's doing really
well. Yeah, I mean, it's like a lot of new street clothing. I mean, like different types of clothing brands now in the golf industry, which is cool. So it's like youth, like bringing a younger crowd. You know, you're not dressed like... khaki like plaid pants out there looking like a dork, like you can wear cool golf clothes now, and it's like this whole movement. I don't know, you guys like metalwood like,
and
super cool,
and Malbin.
Yeah, Malbin, they were all there. Like, yeah, it was cool, man, seeing this like students little golf movement.
There's a lot of like really cool like golf brands right now for sure.
I've seen like DJ Khaled's doing the whole like let's golf, and
like, dude, he's actually like a huge like promoter for it.
Sure, he really is.
We'll have just like other like rappers and stuff out there on the,
and he's actually decent, bro. He's like pretty like he hits the ball straight.
Yeah. I heard plaid pants are coming back, though.
No offense to plaid pants.
Hey, listen, we got some Nine Club stuff here, but we got some shit in the back, too. So Kelly just grabs a couple things. But, dude, here's some Nine Club. We got some hoodies and stuff like that, because I know it gets cold out there. Some shirt for you.
Thank you.
We got these Yeti... the plastic ones.
That is
yeah.
Good. Thank you.
You got the plastic ones, dude. There you go.
For sure.
Oh, and then a couple hats. There you go.
Yeah, we got different ones. So
hats for you. And like I said, we got more stuff in the back, so we'll hook you guys up, because I know We would need to lace you guys up, man. We get photo incentive.
You guys give photo
incentive? Yeah.
So say less.
No.
Well, wait till you hear the price.
Yeah.
Cover of Thrasher. Ready? You got a hookup over there. I know Tony May will hook you up, man. $20. Cover of Thrasher.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great deal. How many? I mean, you guys must be broke giving all of that photo. Instead of...
It's never happened once. Okay,
hey, Tommy Sandoval.
He did.
He was in the cover, though.
It was a two-man spread.
Shout out to Tommy Sandoval. Yeah.
It was a two-page spread, though.
We owe him. Next time he comes on the show, we'll give him $20.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Have like a straw.
And like quarters.
Nope. If you have a bag full of pennies. There you go. Yeah. Oh,
that's tough. Yeah. Nice. Look
at that, bro. Already, always drink more water. Already doing it, man. Cheers, dude. Hey, congrats on everything, dude. Can't wait to see what's next. And hey, come back anytime, Jack. You already know. You too, Brian, for sure.
Appreciate that. Thank you for my gift.
Oh, man.
Of course, this is one of the coolest things I've ever gotten.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
I know. I was about to say, that should change your life. It's still
straight up.
This shit fucking changed my life for sure, dude.
No doubt.
Thank you.
It's a shame that thing's going to disappear. Man. Listen. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
That's amazing.